The Way of the Spiritual Leader by Reverend Sun Myung-moon Section 1. The Growth and Progress of the Church Part 1, 1. Basic Theories of Development 1, Action is the key to progress. What do you do to achieve progress? You must carry on actions. For any action to be carried out, there must be a purpose. When there is a plus, then there will be a minus. Considering this, when you view it from the perspective of the principles of creation, what point of view should you take? The most crucial question is your perspective on purpose. The universe needs a purpose. Fulfilling this purpose requires reciprocal conditions. He is speaking while pointing to the things he wrote on the blackboard. After establishing the reciprocal conditions, power to bring them together is necessary. Without utilizing force, a being cannot come into existence. That is how it is. Thus, existence requires force, and force necessitates reciprocal conditions. That is the way it is. Since conditions of reciprocity are required, then what about the makeup of God? God exists, but he cannot exist alone. There are subject and object. Thus, dual characteristics come into being. One cannot make progress single-handedly. Therefore, in the days ahead, building the new ideal world also cannot be done alone. One in the position of an object cannot do it just by oneself. 27-223 The give and take between a subject and an object brings multiplication. Here, you are not the subject, God is. 60-349 2. Making progress. Where is development produced? Development is only possible when two beings, in an environment that has conditions of reciprocity, can both increasingly assume the role of a subject, and when subject and object can both become the subject and reach the stage where both are better than before. This is the principle emphasized by the Unification Church today. Considering the origin of a being, action is necessary for it come to exist. In order to carry on activities, force is needed. Where does force come from? Force is never generated alone. There needs to be a subject-object relationship. To exist, action is necessary, and for any action, there must be a subject and an object. Without subject and object, no activity is possible. Even when nations are trying to establish good diplomatic relations, the attempt can be successful only when they pursue a common purpose that would bring both of them progress. The communist world and democratic world had been continually carrying on a fierce struggle, but in recent years, the stage has been set for their reconciliation. At this moment, as long as they can gain a perspective of purpose that promises progress, the two worlds will certainly be able to unite. But they lack such a perspective. What do we need here? The world can become one if there can be presentation of a new purpose which can point the way to obtain the qualifications of a subject and make up for the inadequate and imperfect traits that force one to become a minus. It will become one. All beings seek after those who are better than themselves. Why is it that actions are based on pursuits after beings that are better? If there is someone who is absolute, he had to use such a principle during creation in order to bestow reciprocal wholeness before the absolute subject. 59-78 All things originate from one source, divide into many entities, and then finally rejoin into one large being. This is how things make progress. From one thing they divide into many, then come together as one. From there they divide again and then become a bigger being. This means that all will enter a one world that is greater than before. 26-189 In order to develop into something larger than that at the present, subject and object must have give and take. Without that, there cannot come into being something greater than that of the present. Therefore, men as well as all things try to have a reciprocal relationship in pursuit of greater and more valuable things. Similarly, the universe is created in such a way as to have relationships in continual stages. 40-276, 3, The basic rules of progress. In order to become greater, one must invest oneself. One must invest oneself to become greater, is the truth. You should understand that this is the basic rule of progress in the phenomenal world. You all want to extend out and make progress, right? If the answer is yes, then you must invest yourself. Sincere investment will make sincere expansion and development possible. Casual investment will bring haphazard results, while sincere investment will bring serious results. Is that true or false? Is it true or false? It is true. Is that really so? Yes, in the Unification Church, we express this concept in simple terms by using the words, sacrifice yourself in true ways, and believe that this is only possible through the road of true sacrifice. What is sacrifice? It is pouring in and investing oneself. If you want to do business, you should give up money. You must give up the money that you have earned with the deepest love. Investing is the same. Do you understand? Yes, sacrifice in true ways means investing oneself. True investment. It means that you should make a true investment. 129-60 In order to make progress, there must be replacement with something of corresponding value. Without such supplement, development is not possible. Everything is arranged much like the breathing of air that is needed for life. Why do you eat when you are hungry? In order for me to live on, I must provide myself with food. Providing alone is not enough. There must be metabolic activities to consume it. It must go round in circles. 165-67 What are the basic laws of progress? These must become one. You must follow them. If you follow them from now on, you will not face destruction. He speaks while pointing to something he wrote on the board. At this moment, you should know that it is a new age of embarkation. So, what does God do? Among those who live for the sake of themselves and those who live for the sake of their families, who should remain? Those who cherish family should remain. Therefore, God blesses those here who cherish family and lets them lead a good life. Thus those who put themselves at the front will copy the other group's example and naturally follow them. Do you understand? 96-81 A perfect plus will beget a perfect minus. Therefore, if their heart becomes one, there will come forth a complete object of heart, and if they cannot establish the vertical relationship of bridegroom and bride by the couple's heart, they will establish horizontal relationship of comrades, family, or compatriots and multiply these relationships. 172-95 Without God's love there cannot be any progress, and where there is absence of God's love, existence itself will be destroyed. 27-342 The core of love is created in such a way that there can always be harmony. So, when the original heart is touched, the object will without fail try to become one there. In that way, when the object desires to be created into a substantial being by the hands of the subject, then there can be progress. From that moment, development centering on God is possible. 29-321 The origin of our life is the relationship between Father and Son. It is the realm where I can say God is the Father and I am the Son. Without Father, I cannot prosper. 26-221 4. The form of progress, does progress proceed forward in a straight line? No. You should understand that. Even a bullet does not travel in a straight line. It makes this type of turns. What is that? Like the breathing of air, it is carrying on the action of give and take. Do you understand what I mean? Yes, progress moves forward in circular action, in a line similar to a spiral. 2. The actual conditions of progress. 1. Progress of society. For a man, it is not enough to just become a true individual. But he must develop a true family. A true family should not end with just being a family, but must develop further into a true society. Likewise, a true society must progress into true people into a true nation, and a true nation into a true world. 26-111 For any organization to make progress, there must be a center that can influence the organization and there must be a purpose that the organization can pursue. The greater the scale of the organization that seeks to reach its goals, the greater is the probability that the organization will be divided into departments. In each department, there is a leader who works under the central figure of the organization. The organization can progress forward and realize all of its goals and plans when departmental heads and their members can unite vertically as well as become one with those in other departments. By looking at examples in society and our daily life, we can see that this is true. To found a company, three factors, management, facility, and technology, must be harmonized as one. All things and events follow this rule of three. Philosophers nowadays talk about the great three philosophy, but we have established the philosophy of four position foundation. It is much greater. Until yesterday it was like a two-dimensional plane, but our philosophy is three-dimensional. Therefore, the only one that will live on is our divine principles. Do you or do you not know this fact? We know you know. Yes, 26-193 2. The progress of a nation is always composed of a network of administrative personnel and institutions throughout the nation that center on a figure of authority that dictates national policies. On this foundation, it establishes organizational structure inside and outside, which can connect all of them together as one whole entity. Even if the organizational structure, down to the grassroots nationwide, is as complex as the cells in a body, so long as all of them can unite based on the wishes of the central leader without being in conflict, and promote an environment of harmony, then no matter how big the national environment is, it will surely continue to develop. 41-102 The person of authority will perish if he is not always in a position of giving. After I rise to a high position, I must be able to give to those in the low positions. Only by abiding by this principle will everything develop. 141-44 A nation is divided into several political parties. They are bound to collide. But even during this conflict, if the two can give and take well, they will both develop. In the shape of a spiral, carrying on a circular motion, they will advance on. However, the reality is that they are unable to engage in beneficial activities, but rather engage in conflicting and destructive actions as if moving on a flat plane. We must also come up with a way of bringing unity to this type of situation. 28-247 A wealthy individual or nation was not always the way from the beginning. If it is a large nation, then for that nation to become wealthy, it had to experience misery and suffering that corresponds to the scale of its final success, and in the process had to determine its destiny on the fork road of life and death. You should know that history has progressed thus far with numerous such stories behind it. When the resolution to a crisis came, it came not based on the merit of one individual, but because the nation and its people, united as one centering on the destiny of the whole, made their utmost effort. When a nation was overcoming a crisis, it went through the process of resolving the difficulty by the vertical and universal unity of the whole, and on that foundation brought the continual result in development. As a result, it was able to build an advanced nation. We cannot deny this fact. 27-272, 3, The progress of history viewed from the perspective of the principles and fundamental rules, the world today is not a simple world. This world is to be restored. Originally, there was to be a realization of a cultural world through the connection with the parents in heaven. But until today, all was done based on Satan. The original history of creation was to begin centering on Adam and Eve and evolve into a world, but since that was not materialized, there must be conflicts during the course of restoration through indemnity. 16-199 Until now, the history of fallen men has progressed centering on the foundation which can bring the development into a world greater than the individual, family, the nation, the world, and the universe. But this is not how it should be. It has been 6,000 years since the fall of Adam and Eve. If humanity had the worldview which led them to cherish the day 6,000 years ago rather than place all hopes in the world 6,000 years later, then the world would have already been unified. But because humanity was in a position where they had to place all hopes in the future, the history was delayed until today. 25-115 Those in the daytime mock those in the night, but you must know that history was advanced by those who were mocked and chased. Those who were chased around and driven out have revolutionized the world and brought its progress. 27-312 Only after walking through the path of night and going past the midnight, can one greet the bright morning light. Therefore, those who did the chasing and driving have not actually brought destruction. Instead of blocking their path, they have made contributions by chasing them forward and encouraged them on. In this way, history until today made continual advancement by those who were being chased. 27-312 What is the ultimate cardinal point with which we can pursue an ideal and bring the resolution? It is the words of God. In other words, we should know that history advanced until today in order to determine a standard through which the truth sought by the humanity and the truth that God tried to establish join together as one, and this in turn becomes one with God. The external world evolved also in preparation for this standard of truth. In other words, the material world also has been making progress. This task was assigned to science. 20-310-4 The progress of religion. God has never made advancement in the dispensation by striking the enemy. Rather than striking the enemy to further the dispensation, he sacrificed those whom he loved the most and were closest to him. This is how he advanced the dispensation. This advancement is progressing toward the kingdom of heaven. 320-223 The world should have created the environment where God can dwell, and since such a place was not built, a new perspective should have been formed and a new place should have been created. If we cannot accomplish this while alive, we must achieve it even after our death. Thus Christianity advanced forward while shedding much blood. Everyone wants to live in a place that they prefer. Why would anyone want to die? 20-313 When does religion progress? It makes advancement while undergoing difficulty and persecution. Why? Because in that situation there is the possibility of God's will to be realized. Because God works when there is such possibility, every religion makes progress while being persecuted. If there is no persecution, when would the Unification Church advance forward? It must voluntarily seek after a path of suffering. Until the day that the whole world follows the ideals of the Church, it must take the road opposite to the society. Why? The good world and the evil world walk two different paths. Even if the world welcomes the Unification Church, its members should not think, now, since the world welcomes us, and the time when we can materialize all our wishes has come, we should do all that the people in the society do, and live a similar lifestyle. The less the persecution, the more the Church should voluntarily take the attitude, since we are trying to influence this evil world and are trying to digest this environment, we should walk the path of suffering. Some people ask, when would this road of persecution come to an end? When would the Unification Church realize all of its ideals? This type of thought is very different from the initial attitude at the time of a church's founding, which is in agreement with God's wishes. 108-296 The religion is bound to develop when under persecution. Why is that so? In such a place, Satan feels powerless, and thus retreats. Why? Because we are loving the enemy. We have set the foundation of having loved Satan, the devil, the number one perpetuator, and his sons and daughters. Therefore, the place where one loves and prays for blessing is connected with the place where God exhibited his love. Do you understand? Thus the door of persecution has opened up to the religious world. Although there have been many religious leaders and followers of faiths, they all did not realize this fact. Today, with the advent of the Unification Church, with the coming of this teacher of the Unification Church, all of this has been revealed. 127-115, Section 1. The Growth and Progress of the Church Part 2, 3. Father and the Progress of the Unification Church 1, the reason Father is making progress I, the teacher, have been receiving persecution and fighting in the court battles all of my life, so why am I not exhausted? Am I exhausted? No, why? Laughter, it is because of the power of love. Even in the United States, those with the original heart of love will be attracted to me. Like a magnet. Thus Reverend Moon is delicious. If American young people taste me even one time, they will lose control. Why? Because they themselves do not possess such taste. Because I have true love. Ladies and gentlemen, when your mother spanks you, wouldn't you still follow her even if you were in tears? This type of thing will happen. Why? That is because of love. You should understand this clearly. Do you understand? Yes, Reverend Moon possesses such power of harmony. So he will not perish. If I think about this, I do not feel lonely even if I am alone. Why would I be lonely? There will be multiplication and progress wherever I go. All I have to do is act, and everyone will like me. Wherever I go, friends will appear and all will follow me. As soon as I leave, they will follow me naturally. They are being drawn to me. Aren't you all like that? Love will always grow larger. If I truly received love that amounted to 10, would I return love that only added up to 9? I would want to return love that is worth 11 or 12. This is the fundamental law of love. Love never wants to become smaller. Is this true or not? It is true. 131-123 If you step on the grass, does it not rise up again? Similarly, they run, then I also start to run. Isn't it true? Therefore, there can be no loss when leading a lifestyle for the sake of God. Since progress will be made whenever God is present, there cannot be any minus. 30-154 I believe that the advancement of the Unification Church in America depends on me. If I become a leader that is indebted to you, the church will never develop. My philosophy is that when I become a leader whom all of you are indebted to, the church will advance forward. This has been my attitude until now. Moreover, my philosophy is that I must feel more desperate than the spirit world, God or the angelic world. This is how I think about the world. I first think about the world and then think about the unification church. I live for the sake of the world and the world of God's will. Therefore, I do not believe that if I, who have been always thinking about the world despite heavy persecution, die without fulfilling the will, then the unification church will disappear. The day I die, I must alleviate the suffering of God. I must advance it forward even more. Do you understand what I am saying? I believe that there exists God who will answer my prayers and help accomplish the will, so the unification church will not perish until the will is done. I think in this way from the moment I awake and walk toward the bathroom. I think about this 24 hours a day whether I am awake or asleep. Wherever I go, whomever I meet. Do you understand? Therefore, I am not someone who will be indebted to you. I am not one who will be indebted. A leader who owes that is truly an unworthy leader. 93-95, 2. The reason why the Unification Church is making progress, you do not know that, whether it is night or day, in the background there exists an ongoing conflict for the sake of progress. Here, we must invest a tremendous amount of material resources. Although you say that members of Unification Church are following me, rather, I am in the position of supporting them. 28-227 You must realize this and walk the path that you should be heading. I lived for 40 years a life of suffering revolving around this type of question, and even now and for the rest of my life I am carrying on my fight centering on this type of questions. I am carrying on a fierce struggle. Perhaps you are asleep, but even then Unification Church is still advancing forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you know about rock drills that drill holes in mines? It is similar to this situation. You may be asleep, but I am doing this work. I have already drilled a hole and have placed dynamite in it. Now, all you have to do is put on a wick and light it, and it will explode. 34-290 Even though all of you are sleeping comfortably, Reverend Moon of Unification Church is working continuously without any rest through the night. As long as I do not rest like this, Unification Church will progress. Even if all of you leave in revolt to beat Reverend Moon to death, because of my toil thus far, the world will not oppose me, but will welcome me. Do you understand? I will not perish. No matter how much the Korean nation opposes me, even if the Christian churches continue their opposition for decades in numerous ways, I will never face destruction. You cannot tell from looking at the leaves, but the root underneath extends deep and wide. Then, when the spring comes, leaves will suddenly appear in large numbers. A large tree will die after growing to its peak potential. Isn't this so? But because the Unification Church has deep roots, no one can uproot it. Even I myself cannot uproot it. Moreover, God also cannot uproot it. People in the position of Cain are trying to pull us out, but they will not succeed. If you follow deep down the roots, they extend beyond Adam and Eve and reach the realm of God's heart, so it will also involve God. Therefore, Unification Church is the place where the root is the deepest. 24-345 The dispensation did not progress thus far because of your own merit. The reason that the Unification Church could have prevailed and developed thus far is because I have been absolutely unyielding. If I was not around, do you think that Unification Church will remain? 77-77 This is the time when the Unification Church must prevail once again. In the past, we toiled away on the vertical standard, based on the foundation of heart for the sake of fulfilling the will, but now we must do it horizontally. In order to do this, each of you must take on the responsibility and move forward. The Unification Church will continue to progress as long as it maintains the unchanging standard that calls for possessing the heart of parent and the body of servant and leading a life of loyalty for the sake of humanity, the earth, and heaven. If it does not develop, then it means that God is no longer with the Unification Church. Do you understand what this means? There will come forth an environment in which there is no choice but to make devotion centering on yourselves. If this does not come about, then the Unification Church is false. If this does not take place, then God's will not be realized. 23-214 Since you do not carry out, even though I have given the commands and have made statements, I have no choice but to. neither your ancestors nor you will be able to make a false charge. So, I will freely distribute it among those who perform well. You must know that you will be completely deprived of it at that moment. Thus, if those who joined recently do well, then they will take it all away. Even if you fall down, not because of you, but because of those who joined recently, the restoration will continue on. This world also is in the same way. God's will is also the same. Therefore, on account of those who are more faithful and putting more effort in, the will moves on and advances toward the world. It's the same type of phenomena. When a cabbage seed grows, its leaves appear. The Unification Church will also give rise to leaves. There is no choice. This is the natural law. So, even if you do not work, I believe that the Unification Church will develop. As long as I am around, it will progress on. Do you know what this means? 91-314, 3, to progress, you must become one with the dispensation while living for the dispensation until now. Where did I place the emphasis? Where is the place that God dwells? In other words, where is the cardinal point that God could dwell in? How do we become one centering on this? How do we assimilate? How do we establish a unified foundation that God can recognize and apply it internally? I placed great emphasis on these issues until now. The satanic world interferes in an attempt to block this externally, and God carries on the battle in order to conquer the satanic world. For this reason, all the worldwide situations that are taking place in this world today are, strictly speaking, external. Where in this world does God dwell? If it is in Korea, then where in Korea? God always enters the church. What is the relationship, then, between the church headquarters in Cheongpa-dong and the place of God's dwelling? If they are two different places, then the Unification Church cannot progress, but will come to an end right here. If there is something wrong with this, then it cannot become the central place of worldwide assimilation. Moreover, it cannot become the center for digesting the world. The internal center cannot be founded in such a place. Then what must be done? The person in charge must always be preoccupied by the determination that no matter how difficult the environment, he will not lose the cardinal point in the position that determines the center. By upholding this philosophy, he could find resolutions to all issues of private life and public life in the society. Your life in the society is no more than an expression of the internal life. The crucial question is, amidst this type of life, whether or not I move toward the direction that is in line with the dispensation. As the body acts centering on the mind, the external world must move centering on the internal central point of the dispensation, that is, the dwelling place of the dispensation. 22-39 God never provides a period of external transformation unless there exists the foundation on which the period of internal transformation could be undertaken. If he provides it without this condition, then they will perish. You must understand this. The reason that he strikes the period of external transformation is to give the period of internal transformation. Therefore, in any period, leaders of the period of internal transformation were persecuted and chased out by the environment. That was also the case with Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad and Jesus. You will come to realize this point if you examine history. Then why is it this way? This is in order to create a secure internal route that corresponds to the degree of external persecution. Just as the standard of mind is higher than the standard of the physical body in the eyes of God, since the internal standard is higher than the external standard, he is trying to strike the external standard in order to absorb the internal standard. All peoples of history are to pass through such a process. 18-75 The mission of Unification Church is not limited to the church. The responsibility of those who are gathered here or those members of the Unification Church worldwide is not particular to Unification Church. It is responsibility that can link nation, world and even the spiritual world. 4. If the Unification Church were to progress, what I am concerned about now is why our church throughout the nation cannot make progress. We have the sufficient amount of internal content needed for advancement. We are also fully equipped with the right conditions in regards to the era and the environment. However, what is then the reason that we cannot develop? This is because we are not adding to the era, the situation, the environment, and villages that we are in. Even though the people could not receive material benefits from us, if they can still feel that everyone is benefiting on the spiritual and psychological level, they will be coming to the church, even if you tell them not to come. 56-16 Fallen Man Must Shed Tears. How much did you shed tears in Seoul? Did you ever cry through the night? How much did you do for the sake of this peninsula and humanity? By praying and thereby linking with the original vertical standard, and by feeling love, you can attain the right to be on the same position based on the right to participate from where you are. Looking at the value of the content, if this side is the East, then I am standing on West with the same standard. Do you understand? For this reason prayer is necessary. Do you pray? Do you now understand the need for prayer? Yes, you must tell others when you go back. Yes, as leaders before all members in Seoul you were fake. Didn't you make a pit of excrement and live there? Do not brag that you are great. Then, progress will not come. If the Unification Church were to prosper, then since there are fundamental laws, you must abide by the laws. 71-20 Viewing it centering on Unification Church, for the Unification Church to progress, you must digest everything, including all that is good and bad. If you say, I can digest good things but cannot digest bad things, then who will be responsible? The burden will all be inherited by your descendants. 66-112-5 The more the Unification Church progresses, the more the satanic world will perish. Does God need liberation? God is already liberated. Isn't that true? The reason that God needs liberation is to liberate man. God himself is already liberated. It is because man is not free that God still has the condition to be liberated, but he himself is not someone that is not liberated. Therefore, it is all up to man. There is no group in the world besides Unification Church that is trying to create that kind of men. You should know that. Centering on me alone, the satanic world and God's world are at issue. Centering on Unification Church, this has become a problem. Whenever we stand between God and Satan, and stand in the position that can benefit God's side, man is liberating God, and as Unification Church progresses, the satanic world is perishing. Then what is our purpose? Man's purpose is the liberation and victory of God, and the destruction of Satan. This is the wish of history and humanity. Moreover, it was the purpose of God's dispensation. You must understand this. 161-244 Because we are unchanging, the satanic world is increasingly crumbling, and on the contrary we are making advances. As a result, they become absorbed, and we are able to pass over to a new world. The more we move forward, the more we are filled with hope and confidence and understand history. However, for them, the more time passes, the more they feel uncomfortable and ignorant. They are increasingly moving apart. 71-18, Section 1. The Growth and Progress of the Church Part 3, 4. The Progress of the Church and the Responsibility of a Preacher. 1. Clear up your past wrongdoing. Looking at the current situation of Unification Church, we cannot expect a revolutionary progress by continuing to use the methods of operation that the leaders have relied upon up to now. We cannot continue to employ the way of lifestyle, witnessing methods, or the perspectives on life of faith of the past without any change. Why is this is? We have not been able to bring great results by using these means. It's a different story if there have been great results, but since we cannot deny that this is not how it has been, we must take up new attitudes and reform our life of faith, attitude toward life, and methods of witnessing. Therefore, without coming up with a new style of life of faith, attitude toward lifestyle, and witnessing methods, we cannot bring about new developments. 30-120 In the past, we were able to carry on our life casually. However, you must realize that through this casual lifestyle, we cannot bring historical victory. With innovative conviction to get rid of all the habitual vices of the past, we must lay the secure foundation for a new enlightened self, and attaining the character of a strong subject, we must strive forward resolutely with God on the side. When this can be realized, a new history of creation will dawn upon us. You should know that in any era in history, a new dispensation of creation appeared under these circumstances. Thus, you have to eradicate all evil habits of the past, firmly be linked with the internal content of subject that has new meaning, and as a subjective pioneer become a creator and sacrifice for the cause of demolishing the environment. I strongly feel that this is the time for such a move. 58-343 Progress is the thing that we need the most. But the question more crucial than seeking progress is that of how to nurture purity within oneself first. So you need time for prayer and devotion. Devotion must be undertaken with great care and deep reflection. You must clear up the past. If there still remains the mentality of the past, then I must seriously reflect where it would lead me. You must critically examine how pure your past has been and deeply reflect over how strongly I am bound by the past mentality. If you have been pure and genuine, you must critically examine whether or not you have been good, whether or not you are in the same state of mind right now. Moreover, you must critically reflect whether or not the wishes you hold are pure. Then what is the state of having genuine goodness? Genuine goodness cannot abide where one is living selfishly. Goodness does not dwell where one is strengthening oneself. Why? Goodness is one of the bases for serving God. Attending God in the midst of goodness is the same as serving God as the master of goodness. The master of goodness is God, and not fallen man. 36-106, 2, progress of the church depends upon the minister when you are witnessing on the frontier. First you must become one with the internal aspects of the people of that village. Internal oneness means unity of heart. Then, you must lay the basis for the unity of lifestyle and ideology. You must realize the necessity of uniting mind and body, centering on God on the actual stage of action. At the moment when God and mind become one, the body must be made to submit. Only in such a way we can link the three points of formation, growth, and completion. Not only is this true on the individual level, but also people must be led in this way. You should understand the will of God toward this era, and should not think that your responsibility does not extend beyond the village that you are in charge of, but realize that your responsibility extends to a level higher than that. If you are in charge of a county, then you should extend yourself toward the state, and if you are in charge of a state, then you should extend yourself toward the nation. You must extend yourself to one level higher. The battlefield is on the individual level, but your mind and faith must reach higher, centering on the nation. You must take up this attitude, if you are to be in preparation for the future course of heaven. You can establish relative conditions on the foundation that God has prepared. For this reason, whether or not you make progress depends entirely upon you. When you are involved in a fight on the individual level, you must think about the family; when in a fight on the individual level, think about the clan; and when in a fight on the level of the clan, then think about the people. Similarly, your thinking must expand out toward national and worldwide fight. A person who places the fight in the front and prepares for the battlefield at the next level will never tire. We must cultivate this type of mentality. 13-302 The reason why the Unification Church could not advance until now is also the same. Why is the church not able to develop? This is because people in charge of each church are not able to play the leadership role in the environment of violent collisions. They were not able to implant in the minds of followers the mindset needed to digest the environment and progress toward the future. They were not able to clearly convey the secret that by visiting those people the ideal will be realized in Korea and the base of victory will come to the church through God's dispensation. This is due to lack of mature character. May 6, 1986 If you were to complain despite your position as a pioneering missionary, then there will be no end to your complaints. If you were to be dissatisfied, there will be no end to your dissatisfaction. If you were to believe halfway and doubt half the dispensation, then there is no end to that. If you were to rebel, there will be no end. Because it does not have an end, it is bad. Thus, if you were to not complain, doubt, or rebel, then you must believe absolutely and follow absolutely. This is the way that you can continue to do much work for God. Going this path will bring revival and multiplication. This is the principal point of view. I believe that it is when one can live for the sake of greater things under difficult circumstances that one can do a lot for God. 44-13 What is the cause of a church's progress? Moreover, what is the fundamental standard for laying the foundation during the course of God's dispensation on the earth? If that depended on the church leader, then what should he do? He must go through the sacrificial course. If you have objects who have become one with you and they are willing to toil and sacrifice on your behalf, then you can make offering through them. 47-294, 3, Practice Divine Principle Lecturing. What is the reason that our Unification Church could not develop until now? The first reason is due to the failure to secure the regional headquarters. The reason is that even when regional headquarters was able to obtain a place to rent at the heart of the city or village, they had to be moved after the contract expired. But considering the actual financial situation, the value of currency drops each year. Thus, you cannot obtain it less than 500,000 won, a place that used to cost 300,000 won. Accordingly, with the rise in the cost of rent, the financial burden increasingly becomes heavier, and as a result we had to move the headquarters. It would be fortunate if the place that we moved to was better, but often we had to move from the city center to the suburbs. Although we secured many members while at the city center, when we moved out we lost many of them. This is the first reason for the church's failure to grow. 29-185, February 28, 1970. What is another reason? It is lack of your capability. In other words, you were not able to live an organized lifestyle. If there are 10 counties under your region, then you must have separate plans centering on each county. Then, you must have separate plans for smaller units of organization under them. You must have plans to increase membership through witnessing, centering on counties that can influence the state and on cities that can influence the county. Having done this, you must try hard to materialize the plans. Then what are the ways of making the plans materialize? First is divine principle lectures. We must proclaim our word. However, when I look at the way that you lecture, the majority of you do only a little bit at a time in the village, and the scope of lecture is very limited. In other words, the way you lecture is first do a little bit on the principles of creation and then a bit on the principles of last days in the second coming. This is not acceptable. In order to carry out your strategy, you should plan ahead what kind of lecture content is suitable for which place, and then try to do both the first and second part of the principle. You must make this type of plans and carry them out. Most of you are not doing it this way. In a year there are 12 months, in 1 month 30 days, in that 30 days 10 places, or if that is not possible then 7 places is all right. Whatever the case, you must go to the place that you planned on and lecture the principle there. While lecturing, you should change lecture topics among yourselves. Then, you do not have to do the same lecture in the same place 12 months of the year, and you can do lecturing at other places. If you do lecturing while switching around and taking turns, then you can soon be able to lecture the whole of the principle. Accordingly, you should make plans by dividing the first and second part of principle into, say, 12 parts, and continue to lecture. Then, your lecturing skill will improve tremendously. However, you are lecturing according to your own habitual methods and attitude. You could not develop comprehensively because you only focused on the area that you were well versed in and neglected to connect with other parts. Then, in order to make up for such insufficient areas, you must make plans centering on specific areas, whether a county or some other, and do the lecturing. Even in proclaiming the divine principle, we have to make strategies. We should look for ways to lecture on one topic and apply to the whole. In order to do this, you must become fully knowledgeable about the first and second parts of the principle. There is no other way but to do a lot of lecturing. You should not say the same thing over and over. While lecturing, you must decide the topic according to the object and the place, and change the content of your speech. In order to do this, you should find all relevant materials and research them. Then, if you make plans centering on the question of how to increase the depth, width, and height of the content, you will naturally make progress. Because most people do not use this method of making plans and giving lectures, they cannot take a step forward, but remain at the status quo. Didn't you stay this way for several years or several tens of years? When you go back this time, you must make fresh changes to your activity methods and perspectives. The regional leader should study the map of his region and find out how many villages he must visit. In general, there will be 200, at most 300 villages. After that, make plans to go to each village to spread the word. If you do that, there will surely be someone in the village that God prepared in advance, someone who, based on the foundation of his ancestors' merit, can be connected to our work. So, being responsible for bringing them before God, you should at least visit him 3 times while you are staying there. With this strategy, no matter how difficult the circumstances, you should take the time out to make a lecture tour. After the first lecture tour, then the second tour does not require more time than the first. From the second lecture tour you need specific content. You must build organization. In other words, if there is someone who displayed a good reaction during the lecture, then you should write to him after you come back. After connecting to him through the letter, You should make a request to him that since you are going back there to return his hospitality from the last time, you would like him to gather more people around. Then, when you lecture again, you should not repeat the same material as the last time, but lecture on some new content. 29-186, 4, be a leader who raises members. What is another reason that our church could not develop? It is because we could not follow through in taking care of those who joined. Despite the fact that we should pay increasingly more attention to the people whom we have witness to, we neglect them after they join the movement. This amounts to killing the new members. At least for 3 years, you must continue to take good care of them under any difficulty. Why is this so? That person's faith grows gradually. The time that he first encountered the divine principle and 1 year afterwards are totally different. After 1 year, new members will be able to understand more its three-dimensional content, both internal and external. The more they understand, the more desperate they become in wanting to know the principle. So, they would want to approach one who can guide them. When you reflect on this process through which one becomes a new member, you should spend more time to make more specific plans and satisfy their heart's craving for truth. You should not take the opposite attitude that since they have already become members, you need to know more than just telling them, you should study on your own from now. You should attend to their well-being for at least 3 years after they joined. Comparing a year-old member and a two-year-old member in their normal path of faith, the latter will become involved more deeply and more concretely. He becomes more enthusiastic in more concrete ways, and desires to become involved in all areas. You should try to take care and raise these people. This headquarters also could not fulfill this. Many people pass through this place. At first you ask them to join by introducing the principal, but then do not pay much attention to them when they come back later. A new member will remain faithful and come to the church for 6 months to a year because they are pulled by their love for the principal and the word. But there is no one who can guide them or be responsible for them. The one who is doing the lecturing must put them under the wings and raise them. After about 1 year, their scope of understanding and principle will broaden. The scope of their experience and realization will also broaden and deepen gradually. Thus, they increasingly want to learn more about the principle, but since they cannot find a subject who can teach them further about the principle, they become aware of the inattentive attitude of the older members toward them. So when they face difficulty in their environment or have some doubts, you must provide an explanation with the principle, and make them understand that the formula of progress is that way. If you do this, then they will come to realize that the principle has deep meaning and is great and gigantic. However, because you did not pay enough attention to them, they completely lost the environment to have a stimulating experience. Therefore, they were first inspired by the principle, but such feelings could not last. So you must continually guide them. If you can no longer be responsible, then you must find a replacement who is connected to the foundation of heart on which you have been raising the member, and let him inherit the responsibility. Taking an actual example, this was the report of those sisters who came back from a witnessing campaign in the countryside recently. According to one sister's report, in some village about 30 young men and women who graduated high school had become extremely zealous about the movement. At first they were on fire and wanted to go out witnessing, but after 40 days they all went back. After meeting them, if missionaries visited or wrote letters to them even once a month, they could have retained them all. Yet, when they went back after 10 years of neglect, they found that none has remained. There have been several succeeding leaders, but those leaders never contacted the pioneers to find out the situation of each member and get advice on how to guide them. In other words, without even inquiring into background information about their life of faith, the succeeding leaders each took the casual attitude that he was used to and gave orders on his whims, saying, "You should do it this way and do that way." Accordingly, since some stranger suddenly appeared and played the role of a master, they feel that he is not agreeable. Because a new leader goes to this region with public authority, if there are about 30 members there, he uses the excuse that he wants to solidify the system, and employs dominating methods based on his own concepts. If you act this way, you will lose all members. You won't be able to fulfill the responsibility of inheriting from the predecessor. Until now, all regional leaders made this mistake. You should not order members around when you have not even made all the plans about the artistic and internal things and inherit them, or when you have not even created the environment for the members to voluntarily request that orders be given, more so when they do not desire nor understand the changes you want to make. A new leader should be receiving criticisms from the members at least for the first 3 months. You should not tell members to do this or do that according to your own opinion while members are still observing you. Even for someone you have been raising for 3 years, there can be side effects if you become too commanding, so it will create more problems for the new member if you tell them to do this and do that as a stranger who has not even established a artistic relationship. At least for 3 months, you must devote yourself. In the method of transferring leadership, there has been this type of mistake, and there was also a failure to make introduction to the new leader about the person that you have witnessed to. Because the leader behaved in this way, they felt disappointed. Even worse, the new leader disappointed them further, instead of resolving their dissatisfaction, embracing and caring for them, providing solutions to their difficulties, or giving them hope for the future that will give them power to move on. When this happens, members simply have no choice but to fall away. If they miss church 3 times, some accidents will occur, and if they do not come for 1, 2, and 3 weeks, they will become much more distant. They will be worried that when they meet the leader will certainly ask them why they are not coming to the church. If they are questioned, then although the actual reason is due to disappointment, they cannot give an honest answer but tell some ties. If this pattern is repeated several times, they become increasingly distant, and eventually leave completely. 29-192 Even though you have brought in members in such way, you sacrificed many people because of bad policy and taking care of members after they joined. So, what should the leader always be concerned about? The mission of the leader is not spreading and conveying the word, but reaping the harvest. You must understand this. Proclaiming the word is planting seed, and reaping harvest afterwards is the mission of the leader. In other words, you must give water to the young bud, and uproot the weeds and help the blossoming of flowers in order to produce fruits. The mission of the leader will be completed only after the fruit matures after some time and he is able to reap the harvest. A new leader should not try to implant again from scratch what the predecessor has already done. Rather, he must take a good care in raising what is already there. Although someone else planted the seeds, if he can raise them well and bring in harvest, then they will go into the storage of heaven. However, because he does not have such an attitude, because he does not try to first understand the personality and leadership style of the past leader, but plants his own seeds, they will die. You should never make such mistakes. I believe that because the leadership transfer and inheriting responsibility did not go smooth, many people were sacrificed. Looking from this point of view, more than the spreading of words, leaders must be able to reap the harvest. You should not be a leader who implants seeds, but a leader who collects the harvest after implanting seeds. It takes more than 3 years in order to make a harvest. You should not try to reap right away. For this reason, Jesus wandered for 3 years in order to find the 12 disciples. This is the principle. Therefore, you must devote yourself for 3 years. For this reason I told you when I was sending you out witnessing, you must play the role of someone sold as a servant, or in the military for 3 years, and must loyally fulfill your duties in the villages. Moreover, what do you teach them? You should teach them about the true way of loyalty. In addition, you should show them through practice. Then, without you telling them to do so, they will try to inherit your mission and work. When everyone displays this attitude, then you can secure your foundation in your villages. Because you could not fulfill your responsibilities in the frontier despite such direction, all over the world the foundations laid down are like not having built a complete house. It is more difficult to continue to build on top of that structure than to build a new house from scratch. If you return to a place where a witnessing campaign has failed in the past and all members have dispersed, then you will find that it takes 2 or 3 times more effort to pioneer there as compared to the first time. You must already be well aware of this fact through the experiences of the past. Reflecting on this, we arrive at the conclusion that we did not accomplish our responsibility fully. Considering all these questions, we have to reevaluate this. First is the issue of solving the problem of regional headquarters, second is the issue of enhancing the principal lecturing skills, third is the question of witnessing and raising members. You should not just give birth and abandon them. You must raise them after the birth. You must raise them to be your own heir. We have been neglecting these problems so far. Therefore, when you return to your regions tomorrow, you should make plans centering on these issues. How many have you witnessed to so far? If you have witnessed to 10 members, then you must have a meeting with them together with the people under you at least once a year. Even if they are spread out in the Chunma State, Kyungsan State, or Kangwon State, you should gather them at least once a year. If all of them cannot gather in one place, you should try to call them individually, or take the time out to go visit them at least once a year. Just like the relationship between a parent and child, you should be able to talk about the things that happened so far. Just like how a parent will embrace and encourage a child who comes to visit from far away and tells him about his recent affairs, you must have a time of unity centering on the bond of heart of the past, and tell each other everything from sad events to happy affairs. The longer these times are, the more they cannot forget you. However, you have not been doing this so far. Then, what did you do so far? When a leader from Chunam area is transferred to another region, then I am told that he calls all of them over by writing letters. This is not how it should be. You must introduce them to the succeeding leader. You should write to them saying, although I did it this and that way, if there is conflict with the leadership style of the new leader, then you should do this and that to eliminate the problem, and when even that does not work, you should write to me. You should not try to drag them to where you are. You should try to connect them to the new leader, and try to create the basis for them to be better, based on the standard that you have been using to raise them. Since the new leader does not understand about each member, this is how you should do it. We have not carried this out so well. 29-191-1970.2.285, you should become a leader who lives for the sake of others, who enters the highest realm of spirit world. If you live for the sake of others, you will penetrate deep into God's heart. If you go to the spirit world after leading a life of faith according to my teachings, even if I tell you not to come near me, the universe will automatically lead you toward me. I told the church leaders to gather here today. Why did our church not develop? That is because the leader did not have this artistic content. That is absolutely true. When God puts on that pair of glasses and looks, he cannot find anyone qualified. So, the spirit world cannot cooperate, and thus, there cannot be progress. Leaders know how to order members around, but do not know how to run errands on their behalf. This is where the problem is. There cannot be a progress so far because there is no leader who can live 95% for the sake of others. If you change your attitude from now and live 95% for others as I have asked you, but there is still no progress, then I am a false one. I am a liar. If there are just three people who are living for the sake of others, then they can expand out to the four directions. Do you understand what this means? Even Jesus wiped the feet of disciples with a towel on his head. He said that he came to serve, not to be served. When they refused, he made the last proclamation that if I do not wash your feet, then I have nothing to do with you. Do you understand these words? Even Jesus led this type of life. What I mean is that although his scale in numeric terms was not so big, he lived 95% for the sake of others. Do you understand clearly? Yes, when you talk about 95% living for others, you should be able to do so with a clear and sincere mind. Then, all will be okay. Do you understand? Yes, so, you should sleep less, overcome eating, be efficient with time to do more activities for the sake of others, become examples for others, and at times you should even hold their hands to cry in tears, to pray in struggle, pleading with them to protect the nation and inspire patriotic and God-centered ideology. This is linked with the love of parents, of filial son, of patriot, of saints, and of sages. If someone really leads this type of lifestyle, then after he passes away there will be a foundation on the earth, for all whom he cared for will shed tears from the deepest part of their heart and really lament his death. He will have comrades. The branches will be spreading out, so his sons and daughters can be proud of him. You should become ancestors who will be praised as true father, and become such husbands, citizens of the nation, humanity of the world, and citizens of heaven. If you want to become someone whom others can refer to as a loving saint that represented heaven, then you must possess altruistic love and must shed tears while struggling hard. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to witness, then you cannot remain insensitive after spending 1 and 2 years in the village. You must weep while clinging onto a rock or holding onto a tree. Since you were supposed to have just met a person but you could not, you do not have the qualifications to even appeal to the rock and tree. However, when you still tell them your story and lament in tears, if the mountains and rivers can sympathetically support you, then those who grew up eating plants and grains that were harvested from there will naturally follow you. Wherever you go in your region, it should be that you feel the strong urge to cry, and the feeling that your devotion is so deep that even heaven cannot forget it should remain as a treasure in your heart. 134-253 Just as God has cared for you, you should live for His sake, and after meeting me, just as I have lived for you, you should live for the sake of members. All will return to you. Isn't that true? Concerning this, many of you are actually like thieves, taking things away. There are too many of those who claim for themselves. You snatch away God's things as well as members' things. This is the scariest position to be in. If you do that, then your lineage will be cut off before the seventh generation of descendants is over. Have you become one who is indebted to others, or one to whom others are indebted? Have you become one who adds a burden to others or shares the burden of others? We became those who added burdens. Is that true? Yes then, you must make an improvement. God does not help you, and why does He not help you? If you look at how He helps me, it is clear that He should be able to help you. But why does He not help you? Because the fundamental rule is different, because your way of thinking is wrong, because the direction you are heading is wrong, so He cannot help you. 70-149-6 You must possess God's powerful love no matter how strong one is. If I am stronger than He is, then He can be pulled toward me. This is like a magnet. If your love is centered on God. If a brazier gives out warmth in the middle of chilly winter, then would people not gather around it? They will gather even if you tell them not to. This is like how all insects gather around light. Thus, you should be able to move life by revolving around the powerful love of God as the center. What impels life? Love does. The origin of that love is God's love. There is no life that will not be shaken when you approach it with the love of God. You should experiment with this fact. When I came down to the southern half of the Korean peninsula and was starting in Yeongdo, Busan, I was standing at the position to make the ultimate decision. Because it was the most serious time in my life, I felt compelled to love comrades, brothers and sisters, and the people more than anyone else has ever done. Because all of my spirit and concentration were intensely focused and God was also at the most urgent state of heart to find one child, family, and nation, God's feelings were fully conveyed through my words. My speeches at the time were not my words. It was like broadcasting through a microphone. At that time, all those who came could enter the spirit world in 1 week. 1 week is perhaps too long. Within just several hours, there appeared miracles that allowed them to experience the spirit world. That is like sending electronic waves to the physical world. It is like sending God's electronic wave of love. Because this wave radiates out to the world, those who were moved by the spirit world got electric shock and came back again. This type of phenomena took place. For this reason, you must set a standard. So, having the standard of heart that will allow you to feel without going there, seeing it, or meeting them directly, those who have inherited from good ancestors high heartistic standard can experience a phenomenon much as when the sun rises in the morning, all that are far away and close will equally be able to greet the sun. Then, how much have you been longing to meet God and Jesus? Were you ever longing enough to have eyes full of tears? This is the problem. As for me, I had moments when I was so yearning for God that I prayed for more than a week straight without sleep. Then, when I looked up to see the morning sun, my eyes squinted. I had moments like that. You must be so full of longing feelings. Otherwise, you will face serious situations in which you cannot completely solve the life and death question of whether or not I can live on as a man. But you cannot die. You cannot die an unworthy death. Therefore, you must confront the question of where you can fundamentally resolve the question of life and death, and there you must have the final conference with God. 50-283 You all like me. You would not have come had you known that it would take such a long time. When you find out I'm coming, all will rush here. Smile, isn't that so? Yes, you will also all become like that. You will also become like me. You will come to think that so long as it is my direction, It does not matter where you go. You must understand this. This is the basic principle. You must become a person who longs for a church member more than for those you love. If the members gather with this mindset, then I cannot stand up to leave. My feet do not want to move. So, in the early days, we stayed up through the night, wives forgot to go home and prepare meals in their homes or send husbands off to work. They followed after me wherever I went, whether it was day or night. Even if I hid in a mouse hole, they tried to follow me in. They do nothing else but follow me. Why is this so? Because of the presence of love, because God's love is there. You cannot see love, but it gives off something similar to light. This is what is needed. Do you understand? When you think about the place where your beloved mother is, just the thought itself makes you happy. Everything is this way. Therefore, although I do not have anything, this is what I sell. It is the most expensive thing. Do you understand? Clapping, you understand now? Do you understand how things are? Yes. 102-41:7. Become a leader in right love. If you were able to give love toward Korea that could surpass the world, then that love will never disappear. It will never be that when we go out to the world we won't have any more left to give. When you start out by giving love beforehand, the bundle of love will continue to put more out, because it is able to multiply by thousands to the world. So, love is limitless. Do you understand? Yes, the more you give love, the more love will be generated. It will never be exhausted. So there will be room enough to give more each time. The difference is that money, knowledge, and power all will come to an end. All human affairs of the world and all that are based on humanity will come to an end, but eternal true love will never be exhausted no matter how much you tire. What is surprising is that there will be an eternal continuation of the inner content that will allow you to increasingly approach the infinite. So we arrive at the conclusion that this power is more than enough to run the universe with. Yes, the important question is whether or not you are expanding the crucial right to possess that which is centered on God's love. You must understand clearly. You should understand that it is an issue of such seriousness that you should be willing to even kneel down for the rest of your life and be determined to not get up or pass away unless you can find a resolution to it. If you cannot do it yourself, then it must be done through others, so that the people should be able to testify, "He is your loving son who has lived to such standard." You will be recognized through this testimony. If not directly, you must be recognized indirectly. Why? This is much like how in the dispensation of restoration for God to reclaim the Cain position, the Cain figure must acknowledge that the Abel figure is the loving son of God or Abel. Only after that, can God accept him. Striving to get recognized indirectly if you cannot do it directly is the path of the church leaders of Unification Church of today. I have recognized you and have placed you in the position of loving son of God and myself, but this is not enough. If you cannot bring resolution to it yourself, then you must do it indirectly. Through these dual paths, you must make a determined attempt to secure the recognition. Do you understand? Yes, thus, wives are not your own wives. There still remains before you the task to live for the sake of children as well as a task which must be consummated with their right of determination of love. Because these tasks still remain unfulfilled, you cannot yet become the subject. If you follow my above directions, the church will develop. If it does not flourish, then what I told you is false. Try it out and see. Have you ever had the experience of waiting for the other members to come and share your meager meal and not eat it yourself even though you are starving? Have you ever waited through the sleepless night for the members who have not yet come back from their work? This is the love of parents. You should not just talk about it, but also live it. 121-242. Therefore you must repeatedly set such a foundation. It must become a habit. Do the habits of the fallen world lead you to think of heaven wherever you go? Do you think about it when you are sitting down, or eating? Are you centered on God 24 hours a day? How is it? You all understand yourselves. When you think of true parents, you should be experiencing your bone marrow melt and your legs shake heavily while walking on a road. This is what happens when the heaven and earth draw their attention to you who have not fulfilled your responsibility. They would say, "Shame. How can children of such a noble unification family behave that way?" You should have the heart that is ashamed to see grass on earth and flowing stream, and cry out to dogs in the village as they bark at you, "Go on and bark harder." toward someone like me, dogs should bark. Only when all of you can pass through such experiences, can the agony of heaven, which is hidden deep in the history of the universe, one day be erased. Due to whose efforts? Due to your own efforts. As the descendants of the fall trying to follow after heaven and serve the parent in heaven, your eyes should always be drenched in tears. The reason that the church cannot progress is because we have not become one on this issue. It will never be so unless all that you think, hear, and feel as well as your eyes, nose, mouth, ears, and your lifestyle are all in line with it. You must long for the members to come. You should yearn for them more than for your own wife and children. Try it out. If you make an excruciating effort and not even get a second of sleep, you will be able to see clearly a vision of what they are doing. At this moment, all of the good ancestors of the members who are in the spirit world will be linked up and help you. When he finally comes, you should be able to tell him, such and such things happened yesterday. Do you understand? Is that how it is? You false ones. After you pray, you will be able to say what time in the morning he will come. You will know all this. Even the time of the visit. If you declare he will come, then he will without fail. This is how great the power of love is. Do you understand? The heart of yearning and adoration is great. 171-31 The realm of the heart means God's right of domination, which firmly stands at the center of the connection by love between the kingdom of heaven in heaven and the kingdom of heaven on earth. This must be set straight in theory. Then there is no room for Satan to invade. He will automatically submit, and you can scold him, you bastard, where do you think this is? The universe will protect it. Why is the universe providing the protection? Since this is the ideal subject of all things, then all will try to be a part of it, not take something away from it. Accordingly, it will remain under protection. What can you use to measure whether or not your church is making progress? With this basic principle, by seeing whether or not your church is in line with it, see where the problem is. If this is not set straight, then no matter how much you try, it will not work. It is a great sin to consider the church foundation as the stage of your own life and think of everything in terms of your own convenience. You must represent the world and the nation. Isn't this true? Isn't the world larger? What do I have to do to move forward toward the world? I myself must sacrifice my individual self to be linked to the family, sacrifice the family to be connected to the nation, and then sacrifice the nation to move toward the world. Then when you return, you do not return in a straight line. You will have made a full circle. 71-16-8 Wrap the church with the cloth of love. A person must be sensible in his daily life. You must have an agile mind. Then you must be heartistic. Being sensible means being in accordance with reason. You should be able to examine front, back, left, and right. You cannot be dull-brained. You should be able to distinguish up and down, front and back, and left and right. Then, your heart and affection can embrace it all. The cloth of affection will wrap them all. It will wrap grandfather and grandmother, as well as a little child. Isn't this true? The cloth of theory is only one-sided, but the cloth of heart is comprehensive. For this reason even an 80-year-old grandmother likes me. Nowadays, this place has become the resident headquarters of grandmothers. As is also true for the children, if you wrap them with the cloth of love, then everyone likes that. The inside of the cloth of love is a place where all will want to grab each other, and never wanting to be split apart, want to rest and sleep forever. You must possess that kind of heart. Only then would the mind be at peace. Then, when someone goes near you, they will be happy for no reason. If he eats in your house, he will be delighted at the humblest of meals. When he sleeps in your house, he does not need blankets and can just lie on the bare ground and fall asleep comfortably. And he does not mind staying up for a night prayer vigil. This is how it should be. Is your church like this? Is it like this or not? You must make development in your church. You must develop your church. Since the house is already built, you are the owners of house, and you are the leaders. But the important issue is how you spend your time in it, how you are sleeping, how you are playing and eating meals. This is not everything. You should be responsible for the church, but you must also take responsibility for the nation. Then be responsible for the world. This is the path we must walk in our lifetime. 81-328-9 You must pray for the members who are suffering. There are members in your regions that have represented the whole and made contributions as model members. You, as the regional leaders, should clearly understand that if you let those model members go hungry or suffer, then the region or area will not progress. When I pray for a region or area in the countryside, I do not pray for the regional leaders. I pray for those exemplary members who are doing their utmost to become loyal and work hard by building a reciprocal base. This is what I must do for our will to progress forward. We should not commend the leader when the region has done a good work, but should praise those members by whose efforts the leader was able to bring the victory. In the future, the leader should pray on behalf of the members who have helped him. You must not be in debt to them in the realm of faith and heart. If there are members out on the front line who are going through suffering, then even when you are having a meal, you must think of them, and with tears pick up the spoon and with tears swallow your food. A prayer, "God, please take good care of them," must come out unconsciously. If you lack this type of heart, then there will not be any progress. That regional leader will continually suffer. We must view the 30 million people of Korea with this principle. You must not forget that there are those among this people who are in great misery. Even while you eat one spoonful of rice or soup, you should pray earnestly, "Heavenly Father, among our people there are those who cannot even eat this, so please give this to them. Since all in the universe is yours, please give to them." This type of desperate heart of giving must reach the end of the hair of this people. This is how you should be, so you certainly should not do things in attempt to receive something. 10. You should take the role of father and mother for the couple the Dursts. What is important is that they are united. You should know that because they help each other, they have become examples. Moreover, the whole group tries to fulfill the responsibility of father and mother, and new members also try to do the same. You must create an environment in which you become attentive to a new member who has just heard the principle, asking as soon as you return whether or not he has become a member yet, and inquiring before you eat or put on clothes, despite your hungry stomach, whether or not he has become a member yet. Isn't this how it should be? This is the fundamental principle of progress. There is none other besides that. 94-152 In order for the church to develop, you must love the elderly. You should also love the youths, but you must first love the elderly. Regardless of their attire and appearance, you should not think of them as strangers. You should have the heart of a parent. With this type of heart you should pray, "Please let me become one who leads one's life centering on God's will." 23-68, 11, You must win the sympathy of your colleagues. When I look at all of the Unification Church members of today, I ask the question, why is it that although our present responsibility is making a step forward, we are experiencing stagnation? Regional leaders have been self-centered so that they were not in a position to be sympathized by the other regional leaders around them, or were not in position to win sympathy from the headquarters and me. Furthermore, they did not build the basis for heaven, earth, and all of humanity of today to sympathize with them. For this reason you become exhausted, and wherever you stand there is loneliness, and the foundation that you stand upon heads towards destruction. You must understand this. For this reason, those who are in a position of responsibility must stand on the foundation that will always leave behind God's sympathy, and only then will the descendants that follow after him become filial children and patriots before heaven. You should take this to heart, and when you go back to the regions, you should become adaptable to the present era, and I wish that after laying the foundation that is in line with God's standard, you should mobilize all of your abilities to carry on the work. Section 1. The Growth and Progress of the Church Part 4, 5. The Progress of the Minister Himself. 1. Man needs stimulus to progress. For a man to make progress and reach certain goals, he needs to receive stimulus. If you want to reach a purpose with the value of 100, then you need determination that amounts to the value of 100, and need to go through a time period just as long. In other words, you have to go through some time period. In passing through this time, you need the power of propulsion. One obtains power of propulsion through occasional stimulus. 31-273 Man cannot advance without stimulus. Man needs stimulus. Those who cannot get stimulated at the present circumstance cannot make progress. In order to receive stimulus you have to have enthusiasm, but such enthusiasm cannot be generated alone. Without a reciprocal relationship, it cannot be produced. You must understand this. You cannot generate enthusiasm without establishing a relationship of subject and object. 36-131 You must always be stimulated. You should receive stimulus that is better than that of the present. Where do you get replenished? You must be replenished by God or members. If not from the people, the King and heaven are the only source of stimulus. Therefore, you should hold in two hands, members and heaven. Isn't this true? Is there anything else? If you do not abide by that, then you will be violating the will. Suppose that it takes 10 years for one to accomplish a great purpose. Then, in attempting to persevere for 10 years, you will become exhausted unless you have secured a way to generate power that can provide you stimulus every day. Is that true? Some people become tired before 3 years are over. The reason is that their source of stimulus is severed. 56-57, 2, you must be capable of stimulating new things centering on God. In the Unification Church of today, if there are members who can surpass the emotions of daily life, and pursuing new things every day can actually experience that God is helping on that foundation, then such people will make limitless progress. 30-131 If you can reap actual results in the environment, and be able to always be in pursuit of new situations without losing the fruit of deep impression, then there will always be infinite advancement. In carrying that out, it does not matter whether one is a man or a woman. If there is none who is seeking truth, then you should even gather children and tell them fairy tales, and singing children's songs you must feel new stimulus that will make you intoxicated in the environment. When you can feel that, then God will be with you. In order to receive such new stimulus, you must always pioneer new fields in your life. 30-124 You must directly experience a lifestyle in which you can be stimulated by new aspects of yourself centering on God. When you do your work while feeling this heart, then multiplication will definitely come. Then, development will follow. In a living tree there will sprout new buds. Today will be different from yesterday. There, power of life will certainly be at work. On the other hand, a tree without roots is a dead tree. It will change quickly on daily basis. 30-133 You should stand in the position representing the heart of the Creator who is creating something new in a new field, and then make the determination to make a contribution in finding the new standard that can raise further the infinite value. If you can become such person, then you will never perish. Because God is always with him, he will always make a step forward. Do you understand? Yes. 30-155 I can be confident in the attitude, whatever I decide is not from the position of my individual self. It will come to pass. No matter how severe the opposition, I am not one who will succumb to oppositions. You should know that I am one who possesses such historical tradition. Do you understand what I mean? You must have such a foundation for life. If I am alone, I do not engage myself in other idle fancies. When I am alone, I immediately have many thoughts about how this will be this way and that will be that way, centering on the dispensation. More than anybody, I am immersed in such thoughts as, Heavenly Father, wouldn't this issue move this way? Unless it moves that way, will it not be in accordance with your will as seen from the principal's point of view? This must be changed to that way, but for this task do we not need such and such person? When you look at me, I look as if I do not have those thoughts, right? I always have time to think. When it is possible, I often go to places like Chung Pine, and I really cherish those times. You must always revoke the past when you were making devotion, and were making the final conference with God, and recall the thrilling feelings of fighting in desperate situations with God on your side. If it is raining, you should recall the days of the past when it had rained, and when it is sunny, you should remember the sunny days. You should receive stimulus in daily life by repeatedly feeling in the present environment the heart of the past when you were making connection with God in the historical era. Without stimulus, you cannot progress. 56-56, 3, mistakes can be a stimulus. Making a mistake is not a bad thing. If you made a mistake, you should receive new incitement and make a jump. After making a mistake, if you can make a leap toward goodness, then making a mistake is a good thing. Even if you failed the course because you did not study, you may become an honor student by failing once. Because people will say, you fool, how did you fail so miserably and not become the best among your peers, he will be shocked. However, if he can make a leap toward a new direction, then the failure will lead to the path of goodness. When you move forward, it is difficult to go on a straight line. When you go this path, you must put in your best efforts. 100-88-4, you have to be able to stand in the subject position to lead the environment. You should make progress with the help of one core stimulus of joy, thereby absorbing all situations in the environment. In such a place, even if you tell God to leave, He will not. As long as you employ some developmental factor and overcome the realm of practicality and time, God will not leave you. That person will for certain enter the bosom of God. And he must enter. Otherwise, God's will cannot be accomplished. 29-244 You must reform the environment. You should always take time out to go to some quiet place without children or to the holy grounds. Then, in regards to the internal aspect of yourself, you must find the subjective position inside of yourself, where you can create a stimulus for yourself on your own. If you do otherwise, idling in the habitual living environment of the present and yet expecting some progress in yourself, this is a wild fantasy. For this reason, you must always try to give rise to new circumstances. 30-125-5 For a minister to develop, I have displayed more devotion to God than anyone else among numerous Christians in Korea has until today. A person with faith will surely develop. From the faithful heart of an individual, he will advance forward and experience the heart of the family, of the people, and then of the world. Therefore, if there is someone who with faithful heart makes more devotion, then God will hold on to that person. If God were to hold on to someone without such qualifications, then God cannot carry through His strategy. For people who have been granted the mission to defend the kingdom of heaven, the most serious question is how they guide their situation with faith. 25-318 Your devotion has to be touching. You must experience sadness. You should shed tears of sorrow whose cause only you know. There should be a repetition of lifestyle in which even when you are walking on the road, you feel so uncontrollable that you hold on to the telephone pole to suppress yourself. This is how my life is. I go back and forth in the 50 states and say such prayers. When I pray that way, the axis of heaven will be secured firmly. Thus, as I continue to make devotion, the battle will eventually end with God's victory. 145-119 If you do not act according to the principle, then there will not be development. For this reason, principle of the Unification Church is not some fanciful doctrine. It is scientific principle. If this is not practiced in reality, then progress will not take place. God will not be moved. 56-346 You must be honest. If you are hiding things inside and are not straightforward, then you cannot develop. But honest people will make progress. That is because the universe will back that person up. Wherever he goes, the universe will support him. Regardless of the East and the West, past, present, and future, to someone who is honest, everyone will become a friend. 100-88 When you want to find out what kind of people will make progress, then all you have to do is look at how attentive the people around them are toward them. If such attention fades, then the person will eventually perish, and a second figure that is receiving the attention of others will appear. 17-333 A man should have desires. When you are at work, you should have the desire to do more today than yesterday, do more tomorrow than today, do more day after tomorrow than tomorrow. Only then can you advance forward. 21-91 The sole and ultimate purpose is investing all your efforts in your own development. If you expect others to recognize your merit while you are still in the process of carrying out your responsibility, then you are a fool. This is like going to a party and asking for kimchi without knowing whether or not the host is willing to even give you rice cake. Think about it. Without knowing he will treat you with a meal, how can you take your spoons out? You should lead a life with proper etiquette. 23-146 A person who, upon facing the coming of autumn, already starts preparing for spring will prosper and grow. On the other hand, those who even after the advent of fall do not prepare for the coming spring are like dead people. They do not prepare to receive spring. But a tree starts to prepare for the coming of spring as soon as its leaves fall down in autumn. Do you understand? You must understand this. No matter how cold the winter and how severe the cold winds, we must persevere through in order to receive spring. Similarly, no matter how great the persecution, it should not become a problem for us. You should be able to drop anchors of life from your four limbs. 41-150 if you want to restore, then from 1 to 2. For this reason you must prepare your mind to start from the bottom. If that isn't possible, then you should be prepared to move up by speeding up your work. Let's hurry up and move into New York. Go to New York, is what we should be saying. Each person must decide whether it is going to take 3 years or 5 years, for example. Do you have such an attitude? Do you or not? You should have something like this, no? You should have the determination, I will go even if it takes 7 years. When that time comes, I will mobilize all that I have prepared for 7 years. A person, who thinks, all the trials of the past 7 years were preparations for this day, will win victory. If you put forward as conditions all the battle victories up to date, and when you attack with concentrated efforts, then you can make a big breakthrough. You should understand this quickly. Do not try to become successful too hastily. You should not be in a position where you are incapable of carrying out the wrap-up tasks that come after your success. On the other hand, even if you gain victory only gradually, if you can continue on and maintain for eternity, this is what you should be aiming for instead. This is the type of success that I want. In order to achieve that, you must pave the way more diligently. You must be steadfast. 66-11, Section 2, Witnessing Part 1, 1. The reason that we should witness 1, what is witnessing? What is witnessing? Witnessing is inducing people to leave the satanic world with a smile and follow the heavenly path. You have to understand this. Do you understand? When I look at the way you do witnessing, you force people to come, completely disregarding whether or not the person likes it. But this is not right. Man is a spiritual being. So pray for that person and see what happens. Do an experiment. Try to give your utmost love for a person and cry with painful heart in order to raise him and persuade him to follow the path of dispensation. 50-279 What is witnessing? If Abel is plus, then Cain is minus. This is the satanic world. In respect to the satanic world, I am in the position of plus and Abel. We are to make Cain submit, so that this plus of the satanic world can become a minus. It is not creating, but is causing him to become one with myself. It is recreation, recreation. Do you understand? So, it won't do if he dislikes it. He must be happy. God created the world with joy and not with sorrow, isn't that right? Therefore, you must give love that surpasses the amount of difficulty and hardship that you are facing. 108-84 Creation is inputting, investing and investing again. You will be able to reap as much as you have given. Do you understand? For this reason, you will be restored to the extent that you have invested in people and the archangel. It is by the same logic. Because such a formula exists, when I stand up in public, I tell you, put more effort in, invest by sacrificing. Is this a right education or a bad education? This must be continued until restoration is complete. God is the master of creation. Did he engage in creation because someone told him to do so? No. He did it voluntarily. So, can it be done by having someone tell one what to do? Would it be accomplished just because I desire it? We ourselves must want it. The same holds true for them also. Then, what is going out to witnessing? It is asking you to complete the task and come back quickly. It is asking you to return to heaven quickly. So someone who is unwilling and reluctant will be doomed right on the spot. For this reason, I am chasing you out in order to avoid your destruction. It is theoretically sound. Therefore, once you understand this, you must go out right away. A German, an American, a black man, and a white man all have to go. You cannot have the attitude, I do not need that. Even if I try it, the outcome will only be like this and like that. It all depends on this type of thing. 81-154 The main objective of a witnessing campaign is creating a national sphere for witnessing. If you can build a national foundation for witnessing, then you will set the national sphere of freedom. If you can build a worldwide foundation for witnessing, then you will set the worldwide sphere of freedom. This is one of God's strategies for the physical world. 55-28 I tell you to go out and witness, but what is witnessing? It is showing the way. It is showing you how to return to God for the sake of the world, so how great is that? If you ask an original man, where are you going to go? Then he will reply, by going through the world, I must return to the kingdom of heaven. So how great is the task that paves the way? Receiving persecution, receiving this and that. Always, one returns to heaven by passing through the world. 117-102 If you do not have evidence, then you must find it. In one of the holy songs the lyrics goes, Jesus, I believe in Jesus because I was given much evidence. Have you received any evidence? You go out witnessing bragging that you have evidences, but do you think they can be considered as proofs? What use does it have in proving things, when you cannot convince anyone to remain? It has no relevance. When you go to the kingdom of heaven, do you have any gifts that you will bring? When you arrive at the spirit world, there will stand before you many martyrs and saints of great merit. Can you unwrap your bag of gifts before such great figures? Please reflect deeply. Do you think that you can unwrap and present things that resemble the belongings of a beggar? What kind of suffering did Unification Church go through, and what kind of suffering did you undergo? You say that you are living for the sake of the nation and the world, but without going through even that much suffering, how can you say that you have led such a life? It is more proper for you to take up the attitude, although I have suffered a little, that cannot add up to a real suffering. You still have a long way to go. When you get to the spirit world, you should be able to unwrap your gift box and say, this is what I have prepared all my life, so please receive it. Even a woman brings a full dowry when she gets married, so how can you go to the spirit world empty-handed? 32-371, 2, reasons we have to witness what has been the purpose behind pursuing religions until today? The pursuit centered on the question of restoring one's own self. This type of religions will certainly perish away. No matter how strong their worldwide foundation may be at the present, it needs a spiritual revival. What is the purpose of those who are pursuing religion to save one's own life and the lives of Christians? They say they are trying to attain salvation and go to heaven. This is not how it should be. When you go to the spirit world, it is worthless to go there alone. You should be leading a life of faith for the sake of bringing along all of humanity. For this reason, even if you are told not to do witnessing, you must persist. Even if you are told not to lead a life of goodness, you must embody goodness through your actions. 35-205 You can never enter heaven alone. You can only go there in pairs. For this reason, you must form a couple, have brothers and sisters, and restore the four-position foundation before you can go. Because Reverend Moon of the Unification Church found out and elaborated in public all that is necessary, then there are many among the young who do not like him. When they think about it, I already took all the best things and sold them. But that does not mean that I am a religious swindler. Considering these, should you be undertaking witnessing activities in order to gain life? We must do it. Whom does heaven belong to? Does it belong to Reverend Moon? If it belongs to Reverend Moon, then are you going to live in heaven by renting it out from me? 34-293 The purpose of going out witnessing is to gain your own life as well as to save Cain. In other words, the purpose of witnessing is to receive the certificate of validation from God and Satan and put it into practice. It is your battle to live according to the conditions that you have set down for receiving the certificate. Do you understand? You should already be aware of this while walking this path, but is that how you have lived? You have gone about your ways without understanding anything, right? 40-252 Suppose that you were not able to raise even one new member during your 3 years in the state. Then, those who died during this period might accuse you, you bastard, are you not aware of the fact that if you do not witness to the people, then they become Satan? Why did you not witness to me? You were sent by heaven, but why did you not witness to me? I had to go to hell because you did not witness to me. If they say this to you, then what are you going to do? They will resentfully cry out, I had to go to hell because you failed in witnessing. I was sent to Satan. So I am going to make the accusation against you. Moreover, I will also make accusations against you. 125-18 Now we in the Unification Church are about to go out witnessing. Is this advancing forward or retreating backwards? Going out witnessing is surely advancing forward. Going out is the same as making progress. Therefore, without witnessing there will not be any development and advancement. Those who speak against the people who are out witnessing will meet their doom. If they speak those wicked words, then they will become beggars. You just wait and see. 36-127 If you do not witness, then you will decline. If you want to fade away, then you do not have to go out witnessing. No matter how much you proclaim the love of God, without Cain you cannot enter heaven. 34-292 You must go witnessing with all your heart and devotion. When you are doing witnessing, you should plead for help from your mother, brothers and sisters, saying that even with your very best efforts, it is not enough. You should try to obtain cooperation of parents, brothers and sisters. This is what you should do. Only then can you receive the help of the spirit world. If I tell you to go out witnessing, you will run away saying, I do not want to go out witnessing. I am not going. How can you enter heaven with such an attitude? You must go out and invest more than anyone in the village. If you are in America, even if you display greater devotion than the early pioneers, it is still not enough, and it won't be enough even if you take all the assets of your younger sister, your older brother, your parents and yourself and invest them in your mission. Yet, what you do is sleep and play all day. If that is what you are going to do, then it is better that you do not go out in the first place. Until now, have you passed the requirements for the activities that you were engaged in? Did you pass the activities that correspond to the Old Testament? When you see someone spending a little more money than you, then do you think, since that person bought such and such clothes, I should buy a little better clothes? Do you or not? How about you? So I am telling you to go out witnessing. So did you witness? Yes, if I ask you about it, you tell me that you could not do it because you did not have time, but do you really not have time? Did it ever occur to you that it is really because your devotion is inadequate? Is that true or false? True, you must understand this. You are all like hooligans. Unification Church members should have nothing to do with hooligans. If that was not the case, then I did not have to go through suffering. Life is very short. So why are you acting so foolishly? Why? Why are you behaving that way? This is what you must realize. You must understand the fundamental principles. 95-298 Can we complain? Can we afford to become tired? You need this type of heart. You should tell yourself, on account of my full devotion, I will become God's son, a great son. Do you understand? You must go out in place of your father and mother. You exhibit love before you return. This is what you must do. You should visit each house and explore there just as if you are digging up gold nuggets this big. You must visit many houses. You must carry this out. You must go out witnessing. Witnessing. Without it you cannot come to understand the situation of God, Jesus, and me. I am doing witnessing even now. Isn't that the same thing? This is the path of the principle. 95-303 For you right now, is witnessing the enemy or is your body the enemy? Body is the enemy. You cannot go out witnessing simply at your own will. Those who are about to go out witnessing must first be recognized by Satan. We go out witnessing in order to be recognized by God. Therefore, you must first obtain the certificate of validation from God and Satan, then go out to the battlefield. Do you understand? Yes, you are not going out to provide salvation, but rather, to obtain salvation. Do you understand? This is my position right now. You must first be saved before you can save others. You must first become an Abel in order to save Cain. Have you become Abel yet? You haven't yet, right? What do you have to do to become an Abel? First, you must receive the love of God, and then secondly, you must possess life. Then third, you must teach. This is the formula. To accomplish this, you must first receive the love of God. Are you receiving the love of God right now? How do you receive love? You will receive love that corresponds to the degree to which you have chased Satan out. You will automatically receive the love of God according to the extent to which you were able to eliminate evil. Isn't this how it should be? Love from God that will seek after me will amount to how much evil I have eradicated. If I put my life on the line and subjugate evil, then the life-giving love of God will be bestowed upon me. This is the formula. It is like a balance scale. If one side goes down, then the other side goes up. If you eradicate more evil, then the side of goodness will be raised higher, and if you hold on to evil, then the side of goodness will be lowered. It is the same. God is able to give you only as much love as you have destroyed evil. For this reason, it is said that you should love yourself more than anyone else. The principle behind the love of God is that you will receive as much love as you have offered to God. In other words, you receive God's love because you have loved Him. 40-243 A plus and a minus should become one to form a greater plus, and seek a new minus. Then, when they also can become one, they can become yet a greater plus and seek out another minus. When a large object can join up with a reciprocal object, then the unified being becomes another plus, and looks for another minus. Similarly, the unification church is also divided. Do you understand? It is divided into individuals, families, tribes, peoples, and nations. What Abel is supposed to do is to become a minus in respect to the satanic side. It is in essence a plus, but if all you have is plus types, then the unification of the world will never be realized. Accordingly, Abel should become a minus to digest Cain, who is a plus, so that he can make a greater plus on the Abel side. For this reason, we must go out witnessing. Do you understand? Through witnessing, you must make an ever greater plus. By making pluses in this way, you are forming a family. Abel, who has restored Cain, will receive the blessing on the family level. Isn't this true? Centering on the Abel figure on the family level, digesting the Cain figure on the family level, the two must become one and create a larger plus, the center of the clan. 56-209 In the relationship between up, middle, and down, there are up and down, right? The high and the low must be connected. Isn't it three stages? Left and right must also become connected. Having front and back, left and right, and up and down is the principle of the universe. You exist through me for the sake of the descendants. For this reason, you must do witnessing. You must live for the sake of the right side. This is the law of the heaven. Isn't this true? You must live for the sake of left and right. Parents become left and right. Then what is front and back? There are brothers and the nation, right? These are all front and back. Accordingly, you must lead an altruistic lifestyle. 68-104 You are about to greet the spring. Then what is witnessing? What is witnessing? What are you trying to accomplish through witnessing? It is to receive the summer. What we are trying to do is usher in better days when branches sprout outwards and leaves grow big, so that flowers can blossom and fruits can be born. How about the Unification Church? What would happen if you said, "Since I have done witnessing for 3 years, now I can go home and relax"? What would it be like? Even if it bears fruit, if you do not have the force of life that can surpass it, then when the cold wind from the north blows down strongly, you will begin to wither and shrink. March 1, 1968 The purpose of witnessing. The purpose of witnessing is to create my second self. 18-186 The Old Testament is a time of material offering. Isn't that true? Yes, it is. What is the New Testament then? It is a time for offering the Son, as a substantial body. This is what Jesus had to do. Isn't that what Jesus did? At that time, the body had to be offered as a sacrifice. The body is the best offering that God wishes for. This is what financial restoration is. This is what fundraising is all about. We must do fundraising. First, we must do enough of it so that the people of the outside world, the ordinary people, cannot catch up. Then, we must raise ourselves up to the position of a son, and represent God by giving love centering on His Word. You have to do witnessing. Witnessing, we must do the mission of Jesus. 95-294 What is witnessing? It is standing in the position of a son. In other words, it is paying indemnity for the New Testament. We must win over Satan. We must win victory over him. 119-49 What is the purpose behind going out witnessing? It is to become better than Jesus. You cannot receive blessing if you are not better than Jesus. Isn't that true? How do you become better than Jesus? Jesus prayed to God 3 times at the Garden of Gethsemane that his life be spared. In contrast, I must never offer such prayer even when I am dying. Smile, I won't do it. I will never do it, even if I have to face death. If you can have that standard, then you can become better than Jesus. This is how you should live. I do not pray for myself even at the place of death. I never pray to save myself. Do you understand? Yes, so, what is the purpose of witnessing? Since we must be better than Jesus, Then we are to raise disciples who would not stand opposed like Jesus' disciples, but would follow to the end, even to the path of death. For this reason, whether it is at night or during the day, you are not to leave them behind alone. You must enter the path of death together. We must be willing to die before that person or his child. All crosses must be borne by me, and you must be willing to be hit by all the stones that people throw in the villages. You must receive all the curse and accusations, and you must be the first to receive all the beatings. This is how it should be. Do you understand? Yes, what is the purpose of witnessing? To become better than Jesus. 96-122 Then how do you do witnessing? You must put in more efforts than he does. You must be more diligent than he is. Even more than restoring material things and going over the Old Testament, passing through the New Testament and restoring the Son requires more dedicated effort. You must be more diligent than that. This is the basic principle. You must work harder than that. If it is otherwise, then it is not in accordance with the principle. This is the only way to pass through the New Testament. It is fulfilling the responsibility in place of Jesus. Adam lost the creation, man, and love. He lost these three things. Thus, in order to become his replacement and become the child of God, we must claim back the creation, man, and love. This is the way of restoration. This is the basic law. These are not the words of Reverend Moon himself. Isn't that so? Do you understand? Yes, therefore, we cannot neglect it. Accordingly, you wouldn't be able to even fathom how much I had to go through to claim back the creation and raise money. You cannot understand how many tears I have shed for witnessing during many sleepless nights. You do not understand how much persecution I have received and how heavy a cross I have carried in order to restore the family that God wanted. 96-151 Our witnessing through divine principle is carrying on a movement to find love. The world of heart will surpass time and space. The word and prayer are ultimately all for the sake of love. Perfection is realizing the ideals of love. 33-69-4 The value of witnessing. Although one day of life may seem brief, a day of witnessing will be connected up to the eternity. Our every action on such a foundation of order will be linked to the whole or to the eternity, and it will remain forever. For this reason, your every hard effort of blood and sweat during that one day of witnessing will be linked up to the eternity. After rectifying goodness on the foundation of order, and establishing the unchanging values that promise eternity, when all of you disperse to the Korean Peninsula to do witnessing, the values are finally secured. Then what will happen? The standard of truth that is raised high, a true standard that shows the path of true man, will slowly be revealed. It will be revealed on the individual, family, and national level, and the standard of truth that Unification Church upholds will finally become the standard of every man. Then what? Boundless. The boundless day of goodness will prevail. Finally, we will greet the continuing days of goodness. 152-219 When you are doing witnessing, then you will feel joy. On the other hand, without witnessing, happiness will not come. I am also carrying on this work, because if I don't do it, I feel great pain. When I do witnessing, I feel great joy even when I am being cursed at. 19-22 When you go out on a pioneering mission witnessing, then you will have the real experience of God, who is always protecting us. On the contrary, when you oppose God and walk the opposite direction, your days are numbered. 35-193 When you have the living experience that God is alive, then you will go out witnessing even if people tell you not to do so. Witnessing is the most stimulating activity, and it produces new things. If you have 10 people before you, and you carry on a sincere conversation, then the 10 people will become new people. After that, you should go to the church and pray. And then see what happens. Then, when they are making progress, you will also be advancing. You will rise up. 30-154 When you go to the spirit world, the only thing that you can be proud of is witnessing. In the spirit world, your wealth cannot be an object of pride. Moreover, you cannot brag about how much power you had once possessed. The only thing to be proud of is how many lives you have saved. The question is how many from your village and borough or from the tribe were connected to the new life. This is your asset. This is your only asset. Since spirit world is fully equipped with everything, there is nothing that you will miss. If there were something that you will miss, then it is a true man. For this reason, those saints of merit who have made great contributions in cultivating true men can become sons and daughters of honor in heaven. Accordingly, this is the only thing that one can be proud of. 30-148 You must quickly carry on witnessing and go down to the bottom. You should often run out and produce people who can go up and down at their will. So when I go down, there must be people who are continuously pushing me up. Do you understand what I am saying? Ladies and gentlemen, suppose that I have a difficult and heart-aching task before me. Then wouldn't you try to accomplish the task in my place and refuse to have me involved in it directly? This is the same thing. You also have to build a similar foundation. 104-184, Section 2, Witnessing Part 2, 2. The attitude of one who witnesses. 1. The preparation before witnessing. You should become a member of heavenly force and a citizen of heaven who cannot sleep at night because of the burning desire to go out witnessing and can put everything aside for that mission. With this mindset, even when you are riding on the train you should be saying, "Train, you are running so smooth. Today will be the best chapter of my life, which I can put on the record as the most precious day in my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father." Even in the most difficult and trying circumstances, you should be able to proclaim, "I am a first-class citizen." If you want to love God, then you must be very greedy. 24-336 Have you ever wailed through the night for the sake of a new guest? Did you ever lament more sorrowfully than at the death of your father, mother, and even your lover? Have you ever done it or not? If you have not, then you must try. You should be lamenting through the sleepless nights. If you can save one life, then there is nothing that you will feel reluctant to sacrifice. Money, clothes, and house are not even an issue. You must be crazy in loving people. 34-270 The level of members in your church is not high enough. When you come to church, you must bring with you all of your parents and family members. You should bring along your older brother, older sister, and everyone else. How much blood and tears have you shed for the cause of witnessing to your parents, your cousins, your in-laws, and your distant relatives? Have you ever put yourself in the position of sacrifice, struggling fiercely, and praying with tremendous devotion in order to guide a man's life? This is a question. You must become the center of the environment that you find yourself in. You must understand that all of you must become the center. 41-90 In order to do witnessing, you must research people's psychology. You should be able to tell whether or not one likes something just by looking at one's expressions and the way that one walks. For public purposes, you should be able to judge that person's emotion. One is able to tell just from the way people walk, whether or not one's wife or someone close to him is in a good mood or in a bad mood. So, when the wife walks in, one can ask her, "Why are you upset?" Then, she is at loss for words because the husband already knows everything without even seeing her. This is how it should be in your life. When you pray for someone with strong attention, then they will also become attentive to you. 42-174 When you go out witnessing, only after being given guidance spiritually and being coached well, will all things unfold smoothly. Otherwise, you should have some spiritual power that will mysteriously guide someone who was going shopping to the market to turn around and head toward your place. What do you do to cause this to take place? You must witness with a heart more earnest than when you are seeking your lover or when your lover comes to visit. Without this kind of atmosphere, it will never come to pass. 96-320 When you go out witnessing, the heart with which you are setting out for your mission today must be different from yesterday. You should be determined that although you have set out with such and such an attitude in the past, today you are making a new resolution as you begin the day. Then, you will without fail bring good results. However, if you cannot achieve this, and begin the day with the level of heart and mindset worse than yesterday, then you will have no choice but to make a retreat. As you continue your work under such an environment, you will eventually bring destruction upon yourself. Moreover, if such phenomenon is not merely one-directional, but the feeling of retreat is spreading in all four directions, then no matter how great the purpose and how firm the determination, we will be stuck in the state of complete stagnation, in which we cannot even move an inch. 42-66 Don't tell me that you cannot go out witnessing because you lack money. Did Jesus come with money? Did God carry on the history of restoration with money? He did it with life, with life. He did it with blood, with blood. Therefore, The history of Christianity is the history of restoration through blood. It was done with blood and life. It was not done with money. One who lives and dies because of money is only a wage worker. Sons and daughters are not to be raised with money. Isn't that true? You should understand this, and if you move forward with this mentality, then I believe that God will help you. 154-210 For this reason, when you go out witnessing, you should not bring money to pay for expenses. Jesus was crazy. He told those opposing disciples as they were leaving for witnessing that they should not take with them coins or clothes to wear. This is totally unreasonable. They are bound to starve to death. What is that? He is telling them to go out as beggar of beggars. Why was it like that? Why did he do this? What was this? Christians do not understand. Why was this done? This is an important issue. You have to understand that giving such cruel orders to the disciples as to not take money and clothes along is the original tradition of Christianity. This was first given as directions to the disciples. This is the center of Christianity. Is what I'm saying true or false? It is true. 118-177 When you go out witnessing, do not take much money along, but go with a faithful heart. 27-267 2. Devotion and witnessing. When you go out witnessing, you should not go empty-handed. The critical issue is how devoted your heart is when you set out. If your witnessing mission is going to take, say, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or 2, 3 years, then you must make devotion during that time period. Regardless of rain and snow, or when you are eating, awake or asleep, coming and going, or resting or engaged in some activity, you must give everything to that person with unchanging heart. If you give completely, then it will be returned to you completely. This is the principle. For this reason, the crucial question in loving God and man is how much we have exerted ourselves. This will transform into mature character in the spirit world, and become the foundation of glory. 42-228 You will come to realize as you do witnessing that it is not easy. But you must do something that is very difficult to achieve. Repeating over and over, it is like throwing stones into the ocean. You should continue until stones fill the ocean and eventually rise above it to form mountains. What happens when you do that? My heart of faith will grow. The body does not undergo any change, but the heart will grow. As you wake at dawn, you should pray and shed tears for the region of your responsibility. That road of heart is the pathway to connect spiritually with the spirit world. You will find yourself shedding tears because you have come to realize that when God looks down upon that village, he is weeping because he knows that everyone in the town is heading toward hell. When you can enter the state of resonance with God's sorrowful heart, then the whole spirit world will be mobilized. You will be linked to the spirit world only when God can be moved to shed tears because of your own efforts and feel, "Ah, I am so grateful." The descendants of fallen Adam are better than Adam and Eve. The spirit world will cooperate only when God can be moved in tears saying, "I never expected that the descendants of fallen Adam and Eve, you, who are descendants of those who betrayed me, can do something like that." From this point on, the door to the spirit world will begin to open. It is from this moment. Anything below that standard will absolutely be of no use. This is the principle. The divine principle, it is the principle. So, how far is this from where you are right now? 96-282 In order to do witnessing, you must be well versed in the principle, must shed tears and be truly devoted. 20-345 Wherever you go, whenever you are alone, you should pray. Always focus and, as you look through such eyes, then those who will do witnessing will do so immediately. They do not think about the environment or the present situation. It all fits in like clockwork. This is a road that you should walk. You can survive the world only when you become this kind of man. You can then become successful wherever you go. Even as you are walking in a city, you will notice and be able to judge immediately from the displays in front of stores, "I can make money by selling this and that product." Do you understand what that means? God is working with you. Do you understand clearly? A person who is a burden on humanity and God cannot liberate humanity and God. This is the truth. 128-173 Among our members all over the world, there are many that had already met me in their dreams before they came to know me. We must have some of them here as well. When they met me after entering the Unification Church, They realized that they had already been connected to me, and had met me and were taught by me. This was possible because of the merit of their good ancestors, and not because of their own merit. You must understand that it was because of their ancestral merit. This type of phenomena will take place. Therefore, when you go out witnessing for the first time, if you can maintain a devotional and prayerful heart, then you will get to know the direction you should pursue. Then you can lead your life in the direction that God has pointed you to, and you will learn that God is not someone who lives somewhere far away, but is the subject who presides over all the changes in your heart during your daily life. Accordingly, you should attempt to make contact with God in the sentimental environment of nature, and attend Him as your Father. 50-315 You should pray with a pure heart. Suppose you are doing witnessing in a village. Then when you wake up at dawn and gaze at the village, you should feel that the village is like a dying child, your younger sister, and your own son and daughter. You should witness with the heart ready to cling on the village and wail through the night. Just try this and see. If you cannot be successful in witnessing even after trying all this, then I will be responsible. 36-134 Did you ever stay up all night in order to do witnessing? I stayed up numerous nights. They will ask you in that nation, how many nights you stayed up to do witnessing. You should try your very best to do witnessing. 10-252 Try and see how much God will help when you exert yourself to the limit. If you do not witness to your relatives on the earth, then you will have no way to escape their accusations in the spirit world. 18-134 Witnessing should be done like business. What I mean is that you should do it with efficacy. In the past, no matter where you went, you did not make much preparation, but now you should go with the full preparation. You should embody sincerity and devotion when you go round. Do you understand? You must be different from the past. 102-45-3 The attitude a witnessing missionary must have, you must research into the philosophy of living person. You should always be thinking how you could guide that person to me. You should think of ways to guide people. There is only one way for this task, and I know that method. It is the spirit of serving others. It's man's basic nature to go close to something that can provide some benefit. If those in contact with you can gain some benefit from you, then you can naturally attract others. You will face a big barrier if you are trying to obtain some favors from them. When you serve someone, you can become close to him or her. You can teach everything through this method. It should be very clear to you that witnessing is not to be done for your sake. The question is how much energy you can input for the sake of one individual's salvation, and how much you can give in order to move one individual's heart. This is at the core of our activities. By doing so, you will come to understand God's heart, how much effort God has made in creating Adam, and how much energy He has consumed in restoring Adam. You must also have the same heart as God toward one individual. Even if you are unable to invest all your energy for that person, you should have decided in your mind that you will do your absolute best. This is the attitude that you should have. Only by possessing this mindset, can you understand the tears of joy that God will shed when He can claim Adam back. Moreover, you can sense God's heart. Thus, when you go out witnessing and meet with people, you should share in his sorrow and cry together, or feel the love that God has felt toward people, and become aware of such a situation. You should strive to experience this. If you can do that, then when that someone returns to God, then you will cry in joy together. He or she will remember forever that moment of sorrow, that moment of happiness, and that moment of agony. You will be able to make an impression deeper than anyone else has in his or her life that he or she can never forget you. At that point, you must help him in ways that even his friends cannot help. When he is happy, then you should tell him something appropriate, and when he is undergoing trying times, then you should be concerned about his suffering and comfort him. You must think about all this when you are doing witnessing. Men live in harmony with each other through this type of relationships. 52-276 When you are witnessing on the roadside, you may think that you are alone, but you are never alone. You should always think that you are inside the heart of God, and understand that the nation should be seen as an offering table and you are standing at its lowest point. Even at such a position, you should witness with the attitude, "Satan, come if you dare." You need this type of bravery and experience. 18-276 When you are on a witnessing mission in the countryside, you are not out there as a single individual. You are fighting on behalf of the whole heaven and the whole movement, and all of the brothers, sisters, and members. 15-304 When you go out witnessing, you should not go alone. You should try to connect with those who could not go out. In this way, you should initiate a joint operation between the frontier and the defense line. Those in the front line should fight in the front and those left in the interior should exert themselves to the full and provide material or spiritual support. There must be such effort. Those who could not go out witnessing this time must at least establish a condition of having participated in the campaign indirectly. 11-210 Women should not go out witnessing alone. You should drag with you an old grandfather or a grandmother. Even if they have to be on a cane, you should try to take them along. If not, then take along an elementary school child. Do you understand? Yes, I am not telling you not go out witnessing, but I am saying this because it is dangerous. 66-226 When you go out to the regions during this period, you should work with the determination, all of you people, come here at once. All the spirits from this village gather here. Let us stage a conference of patriotism. If you run into opposition from someone, then you should deal with him from the position of a parent with a big loving heart which even your own children did not experience. Since the life element of the creation is God's love, ultimate love can conquer these types of people. You should also stand in the position of a child who can serve that opposition force with a dedication greater than that of a parent toward a child. If you carry this out, then you can subjugate him. 11-274 When you have a witnessing guest, you should be in the state of mind that you want to give him or her any precious thing that you have. If it is clothes, then you must have a strong desire to give him that. If you have some food, then you must not take up the attitude, "I am hungry so I should eat it now," but display the parental heart, "I am hungry, but I am going to save it wrapped in newspapers to see if anybody might come and want it." Even if you yourself are hungry, so long as there is someone who is also feeling hunger, you must overcome the desire to eat it. This is how you should be. Do you understand what I mean? 50-307 I hope that you all ask yourselves, is my desire to do witnessing earnestly? You should be willing to give all of your effort and even face death. I am driving you hard because I understand the heart of God. 123-29 Those who are going out witnessing should not worry that they are not skilled in giving principal lectures. All you have to do is remain loyal, and until someone who can give the lectures arrives, mobilize those who can listen when the time comes. But that doesn't mean that it is all right for you to refuse someone's request for a lecture with the excuse, "I cannot lecture so well." You should give the words with the most sincere heart, but should also add that the headquarters is trying to supply someone who can supplement further on the lecture content. 150-327 Do not be concerned that you are not good in witnessing. It is all right to not bring people into Unification Church. You should make the impression in the people so that they will say about you in their hearts, "These people are good people." Do you understand? They should be testifying, "These people do not like to be indebted to others. If you give them once, they will return it multiple times." No one dislikes this type of people. 85-42 If you are wailing because you are facing the crowd, you must sink into the heart of appeal. Even if your throat bursts and blood spits out like vomit while you are meeting someone, if you can witness to one person with such a desperate heart, then this is what you have to do. What I am saying is that you should have this type of mindset. Wailing and shedding tears, you should appeal in order to win one person over. 125-23 When you are on a witnessing campaign, as long as you act on my directions, no matter what happens to the body, what goes into the nose and eyes, there is no one who will not be inspired to join. In catching a carp, all you need is some sort of net like silk cloth, which you can just place over the fish to catch it. Because the fins are pointing backwards, if you put the net in this way, then you can catch it at once. He is speaking while showing with his gestures. This is how the fins are located. It is made that way because it is meant to be caught. 92-322 While you are on the witnessing mission, you should experience material difficulty, interpersonal difficulty, and suffering of the heart. You must be able to obtain sympathy even from wicked people, and win their support before you return. 11-75 You should not single-handedly criticize how things are. It is a wrong to think that I must perform better than anyone else while witnessing in the countryside. It is wrong for you to wish for your own victory so that you can be commended by the church and me. You can receive commendations, but you should not have such desire. Instead, you should think, what can I do to be connected to the realm of the parental heart? How can I be linked up to the heart of God? What can I do to develop a firm relationship with God which no one can interfere with? These types of internal matters are much more important than the external things. 24-141 I do not want to brag about your accomplishments in witnessing and enlightenment, but rather want to boast about how you were praying with tears in cold and hunger while clinging onto the stone roots. 11-75 You're going out witnessing to suffer, be hungry, and be cursed should not be done for yourself. You should have the attitude, I bear the cross representing my family, brothers, and sisters, and am going to lay the foundation on which we can erect our nation. 15-311 Even when you are witnessing, if you are doing it for yourself and thinking about yourself, then you should be thinking, I came to die, in order to die. By spreading myself like seeds, as Jesus had, I can reap the harvest after the bud sprouts out. The buds will break out from ground only when they have absorbed blood and flesh. Otherwise, it will never come to pass. You will face accusations if you do not pass through the public life. When you can pass these requirements, then you can surpass the fallen world. You will be going over the growth stage. 96-118 You should first inspire 10 people to join. Do you understand? After you join, you should witness to 10 people quickly. Witnessing requires sacrifice. If you can do that, then God will certainly help you. If you do it, God will help you from the opposite side. If you complain while you witness to 10 people, how can you inspire anyone to join? If you complain before the 10 people, regardless of what the dispensation might be, what is this? Then do you think they will listen to your words? Would they listen or would they not? If you complain no matter how much you praise them and plead with them to listen to your words, you can never witness to them. Then what can you do? Since you cannot complain, you must sacrifice and persevere. The only way is to sacrifice and persevere. Isn't that true? If you can be patient and sacrificial, then would the 10 people say that you are bad? They will say that we are good. At least you know that. Would the whole look after my well-being or bring me down? They will look after you. If you cannot persevere and overcome, then even if they were once taking good care of you, they may stop doing that. On the contrary, if you continue to persevere and overcome, then they will continue to care for you. Therefore, you must persevere and be patient till the end. You must be patient and overcome. You have to persevere and be patient. 44-17 The same rules apply when you go out witnessing. During witnessing you should not rest in your room. You can be resting while walking on the road, you can be staying up whole night, or you can be having a meal. Having a meal should not be done on a table. You can also eat a lunch box during your journey on the road. How beautiful is that? It is a world that others are not aware of. 72-325 For witnessing, you must have audacity. You should continue your mission while completely disregarding whether or not other people are cursing at you. When you are witnessing, you are bound to be cursed at by other people. The reason is because you are engaged in activities that others are not involved in, and wherever you go you cause dogs to bark loudly. So, you are bound to be cursed. 42-171 A man must be audacious, must have audacity. I never tell you to starve to death because there is nothing to eat. I do not tell you to starve to death. You should go to a place where they are having a meal and ask them to share it with you. Since you have a mouth, you have no problem in making that plea, saying a greeting and then getting something to eat. I went through all those experiences. When I am hungry, since I have lived for the sake of the nation, heaven and earth more than anyone else and am thereby more entitled to have a meal than anyone else, I bravely tell a person who is having a meal that I have not had a single meal that day and ask him to share his food with me. This is how imposing you should be. 94-102-4 The attitude you should have while witnessing on the road. Women also should dress more neatly and comb your hair more neatly. Especially the hair, in regards to hair. Men are all right. The problem is with women. Of all those who are active outside, 70% men. There are more men than women. You must understand that. For this reason, they do not have any interest in men. They are all looking around to see how the women are. Accordingly, even when you are laughing, do not open your mouth like this," he demonstrates by opening the mouth. You should smile without opening your mouths. All of you try that out. Laughter. You should first smile with your eyes and then smile with your mouth. You should not smile with the mouth first. The reason is that people look at the other's eyes when they are talking, not the mouth. For this reason, you should smile with the eyes first. It is not a good manner to smile with the mouth first. Ladies, do not let your hair hang down like that. No man likes women letting the hair hang like that. They become displeased. Especially, since this is near the seashore with a lot of spring breeze. It if is like this, then take all the hair and it does not feel good. So be careful about it, and as much as possible, be neat. I wish I could inspect all of you. But how can I do that? Therefore, you should make yourself up in such a way that you can confidently say, this is good enough to meet the teacher's standard. Moreover, as you feel hungry at lunchtime, you should not say, it is already time for a meal. You are very casual toward those people who are walking on the street as if you are wandering about, but since people in New York will run into members of Unification Church in hundreds and thousands, you should all unite as one. When it is time for lunch, you should never say, ah, I am hungry. Do not stand staring in the air like this. You make a facial expression showing powerlessness. It is all right for you to be in deep contemplation or meditation while you are standing, but never stand looking weak. Moreover, how distasteful is the sight of you standing like this against a wall as if you are some stimulating advertising billboard. If you really have to get some rest, then you should put the announcement sheets on the comer and move some ways off to the side to rest. Think about it. They have a good impression of Unification Church members, but if there is even one person who is seen resting, then they will think, Unification Church also has that type of people. However, if they cannot find even one person like that, then those who are reflective will surely pay Unification Church a visit. The opposing forces in the media take photos of our weak points and put it on the newspaper. Then, when people look at it, they will say, I thought Unification Church members were all exemplary, but they also have that type of people. This might really take place. We might be made famous in the newspapers. Therefore, never ever do such. When you take off in the morning, you should be dressed like this, and even when you return at night after a long day outside, you should be in the same form. After you return, you can act more casual among the family members. You can even have a quarrel. 86-261 Moreover, if you see a lot of our announcement pamphlets thrown on the street, then all Unification Church members should pick them up and never let them be stumbled upon. This will become an example before other citizens. Think about what would happen to those pamphlets that are dropped while walking on the road. There are all kinds of people watching on the street, and picking them up is more important than giving them out to thousands of people. At this time, if we can show an example by picking them up, then it is even better than giving them out. Those people who see this, as long as they are contemplative people, will. This will become silent propaganda. When someone picks them up, hundreds and thousands of people can see it. You should understand that it is better than distributing 100 or 1,000 pamphlets. You should seize various opportunities such as this. When you are giving out the pamphlets, you must clean up the area around you. No matter how dirty it is, you must throw trash in the basket and clean up the environment. Then, since you go out every day, shop owners in the vicinity will notice it. They will test you saying, that man or woman came out again. What is the nature of the person assigned to that place? The shop owners from the area will gather all the kids in the neighborhood and tell them how that person is, then order them to test him saying, you go ahead and test him. Knock him and see what he does. I think he is going to respond like this. They will argue among themselves about the outcome, and through this strategy one can find ways to resolve all the various troubles that might have otherwise surfaced. You have to understand this. When they find that your standard still remains unchanged after the second and third test, then they will be deeply impressed, and will begin to do propaganda on your behalf by telling others, wow, they are marvelous and great. 86-263 When you are going someplace, you should also as much as possible. What should I call it from now on? It is just like your propaganda board. Even if you go, you should go straight forward, in an orderly manner. Even if there are only two of you, you should still walk in a straight line. Such things as window shopping should not sidetrack you. The 60-day period is the time to educate the New York citizens in the right way. You should think of yourselves as teachers who are to educate the citizens. You should be prepared to teach, teaching those who see me, even though I have not seen it. In this manner we must influence New York City. Therefore, you should determine, I will put on such facial expressions during this period. Then, decide, I will use such and such kind words. Always act according to the formula that you have memorized. No matter who attacks you, you should maintain such expressions. In particular, do not say to a person with whom you have been debating, you, go if you like. Never ever do that. After the debate, if the two of you feel at odds, then do not let the person go back just like that. Tell him, let's meet again, and thank you very much. Never let those whom you have met walk away with sour feelings, and make sure that he or she does not go back with some misunderstanding. Do you understand? Yes. 86-264 Women must prepare their hair more neatly. Women need to wear colorful clothes as much as possible. As much as possible, ask three of your friends to evaluate your attire, and ask, is this good enough? Although you may not be wearing good clothes, you must be neat so that you can be accepted. This is what you need. Don't you think it is needed? It is needed. Moreover, women should not wear socks and stockings that have several lines of scratches going through them runs, and then in this manner. He shows with gestures, and then smiles. If that is how you are going to be, then it is better not to wear them. Do not wear them. Furthermore, women from the Unification Church should not wear shoes that are too strange. Try to wear normal and plain ones. It should not be too fashionable, and it should also not be too worn out. Something in the middle would do. And the facial complexions of women in the Unification Church should be smooth and shiny. There should be some luster. They have this facial cream which makes your face look shinier. If all of you look gaunt as if you have not had enough to eat, then they will say, women in the Unification Church all have dry faces because Reverend Moon is making them work too hard. So, put cream on and make your face look more oily. Put on something that has a lot of oil. Laughter. This is what you need. Especially ladies' lips. Ladies in our church have some kind of lipstick, right? Rouge is what you call it, right? What? Since you don't put it on, you should at least put on something that would keep your lips from looking dry. It does not feel comfortable to watch you speak with those dry lips. Farther, is it all right to put on some rouge? Ah, it's all right. They have such a thing. They have those with oil in it. Laughter. It looks bad for ladies to speak with a mouth that has dried up and has splintered. It is true. You may not realize it. You must pay more attention to these matters. Do you understand? Yes. Moreover, when you ladies are walking, try not to wave your hips. He demonstrates. Laughter. You should never do that. This is needed. I am sure that you ladies will do fine from now on. 86-264 Next. Men. Laughter. When a man walks, his posture must be upright. Your posture must be firm and straight. Like this and like that. Shows with gestures. Laughter. Because men are taller, there are quite a few who walk like that. Because men are big, they walk like this. Laughter. Even if you are tall, you should be walking with correct posture. When I look at how you walk, even walking itself must be done properly. You can know everything from the way one walks. You must walk in the correct manner. All of you go out to the street and see how people walk. Some walk like this. Demonstrates with gestures. There are many who walk like that. As much as possible, you should try to keep straight from here to there and then practice walking. Most of you are probably not aware of exactly how you walk. Do you know how you walk? It is already not correct. Your posture must be in straight order. Your shoes should not come up this far when you are walking. Like this, but it should not be too much like that either, and it should not be too much like this either. Some people walk like this. Demonstrates furthermore, as much as possible men should not shake your hips like this. Your shoulders should not move around like that either. It is important for boxers to maintain proper posture. They must not be out of balance. You must be standing straight and erect. It must be like that. Also, you should take off your shoes and check your outer back sole. You will find that for some people, only this part is worn out, and for others, it might be worn out this way, or that way. This is not so ideal. I am not like that. You can find out many things about the person just by flipping over and seeing the outer sole of his shoes. It is not so easy to become a gentleman. You must understand this. The same thing holds true for hair. Moreover, whenever you put your clothes on, you should count how many buttons there are. It is very easy for someone to notice missing buttons when they look at you. When they see the buttons and notice that there are two of these, you have failed to meet the standard. If your wife does not pay attention to you, then it is hard for you, the husband, to be steadfast. And if that was not the case, then you must not be heeding to this. Therefore, you should always reflect on yourself. You have to be like that. This means that you yourself are like that. Moreover, as much as possible, close only one button on the jacket. Do not close them all like this. You must look neat. You have to pay special attention to this. When you men are going out, quickly examine your attire like this. This must become your habit. Especially, neckties on men. I am not also aware of it because I am moving around a lot. Your ties must always be straight. For this reason I use a pin. If you use a pin, it will never become like that. Some people wear it like this. Demonstrates. Laughter. You must always be attentive to this point. So, you should first secure the tie in the right place before you go out. Clapping also, you must match the colors of the tie and the suit. You have to match it well. This is pretty difficult. 86-265 Moreover, as much as possible, you must trim your hair neat. As for men's hands, hair must be kept clean. When you are giving out pamphlets, for example, it is a bad etiquette to have dirt built up here on your hands. When one looks at the back posture of men, it must be firm like this, even more than the front posture. Who looks at your front? All people, however, look at your back. When you are wearing black clothes, if you scratch your head, you will have dandruff dropping all over your back. You have dandruff. It will certainly fall on your back. Therefore, you should always shake them off. You must always be concerned about that. You should carry on your activities with a facial appearance about which you can proudly say as you examine it before you go out, "This is good enough." Do you understand? Yes, since men are going out every day, you have to pay especially close attention to that. This is even more important for the bachelors. 86-267, 5, witnessing and attitude. When you ask someone what their wish is, then since man desires something better all the time, eventually that becomes the ideal. The wish of a church leader is probably inspiring many people to join. Thus, it is very important to ask the question, how a church leader can realize his ideals. 48-24 First, when you return to regions, what do you do to witness to the people in the region? This world is Satan's world, and therefore the region is a place where the enemies are residing. So, you must find who the representative figure that the enemies can serve is. You must know which persons the leaders are, and which places the headquarters are. Then, having established a similar foundation, you should make a determination that will last until the day that you can conquer them and make them submit to the dispensation. You make the resolution to persevere until the day that you can restore the region. The dispensation of restoration of today is restoring all things and people, so you should restore those famous figures and places of the satanic world. You should pray that you can restore a certain region. You should have the attitude that for the sake of restoring this land, you cannot die. You should be determined that under any difficult circumstances, you will restore this place. If your own strength is inadequate, then you should muster your comrades, and if your abilities are not sufficient, then you should mobilize your comrades' capabilities, so that you can accomplish the task quickly. If you still lack something in your work, even if you are working throughout the night and day, then you should cling on to heaven and toil with dripping sweat. You should have such prayer. You should decide upon a person and pray. It is fighting a battle. You should tighten your belt on your waist, tie a towel around your head, and on the stage of battle where life and death is being decided, you should pray in a desperate plea, "God, in order to save numerous lives in this region, I need this person. Although his present state of mind is like this, I definitely need him. It cannot be anyone else." When you can do this, God will receive your prayer. So, Only those which you have obtained, after much devotion and hard battle, are precious. 153-278 Look. When you look at your region, you should feel to your bones how all will go to hell. Just like the cities Sodom and Gomorrah, they will all go to hell. You should be able to sense how much the spirit world is waiting for your work, and should be able to hear their scream. Do not worry that you do not have enough people for your witnessing campaign. He is talking while writing on the blackboard. When you are walking on this path, you may run into miraculous situations, such as the village people greeting you with great anxiousness, saying that you have come at a time when many of the brothers and sisters in the village have been dying off, or they may welcome you happily, saying that you are their old friend. If that takes place, then you must weep for the dead more sorrowfully than their own family members. Or you should feel toward them a greater joy than when one meets a brother that one has not seen for a long time. You have to become this kind of person. You must always be thinking about that. Even while you are walking on the road, you have to feel that you are responsible for the salvation of one person's life, and while shedding tears, be overwhelmed by sorrowful heart. Did you ever feel that? Have you ever shed tears with drippings flowing down from nose and even from mouth, which all drip down on your pants? Have you ever had that experience? If you ever become like that, then everything in nature will become your object of comfort. This is the reality. You will feel it, from all of them. When you lean on a tree, then you will be comforted more than when you are inside the bosom of your mother. Therefore, you are not a lonely person. If you pray in such an environment, then God will tell you what will happen in the future. Then you can picture the day in your mind, and you will feel that even while facing death you must be grateful, and even if you are beaten and chased away, it is your responsibility to persevere and overcome. You must know that because of your pledge with God, you cannot abandon and leave. 88-265 Do you know how much effort I have put in for witnessing? I only slept for 2 hours, and there were many nights when I could not even get 2 hours. It continued for 7 years. I was speaking continuously. 95-43 I am like that even now. When Korean members came 2 days ago, it was midnight. I was exhausted, but as long as at least one person remained, I cannot tell them to go. Even if I am tired, I cannot do that. This is the type of training that I got. Even after midnight and 2 in the morning, if someone is still here and he understands the value of those moments with me, then for that one person I become a friend and a companion, and I try to extend that moment longer. Moreover, I do not try to get more sleep with the excuse that I have spent more time with that person. If I do not like people visiting me, then can I still accomplish something? Only when the owner is not like that will there be no barriers in the house as someone enters, and he will feel free to go anywhere. Otherwise, it becomes very unnatural and constraining. If the church leader and church were like that, then would anyone like to pay a visit? Because this is the way things are, you have to educate them. You should teach them about witnessing and about everything else. When you go out witnessing during the pioneering period, as you meet the one person that you have witnessed to, then you should be overwhelmed with deep emotions, welcoming him or her and shouting out 3 cheers of Mansi. After he or she goes back, you should miss him or her as if you have just set off your lover. When he or she leaves, your eyes should swell up with tears, and in tears you should unconsciously start praying for that person. You try and see what happens if you can enter such a realm of the heart. Then, the church will be revived. It would absolutely be revived. After the departure, you will be crying without realizing it, and wish that person did not have to leave, saying another prayer. Soon you will find that you have stayed up the whole night praying, and at the dawn, you will see that person is coming towards you after having received some revelation, but without being fully aware of what is happening. He will be coming to the church as soon as the sun rises. This kind of events will take place. Therefore, the leader must be responsible for everything. You must become one, and pay the indemnity. If there is still no progress after all this, then our divine principle is false. The dispensation of restoration is just a bunch of lies. They are empty concepts and warnings. Accordingly, you should be clear on these issues and with new determination. These types of rules, do you understand them? They are quite simple. Unity and restoration through indemnity, you must always remember these two. 88-264 When someone talks to you, you must listen sincerely. You should listen through the night. This is where it begins. Doing things without sleeping at night. You should not be concerned with time. The reason that parents are so good is that, suppose their children come back after a long course of suffering and share with their parents all about the difficult moments. Then the parents will weep in tears as they listen, and they will feel pain greater than that felt by their children themselves. You should come to possess a similar heart. When you see that some members have put on their clothes wrong, or are wearing clothes that are patched in several places, then you should have the sensitive heart to feel embarrassed on their behalf. This is how a mother, a parent's heart is like. When parents realize that they cannot afford to provide their children with better clothes even though they are wearing such miserable ones, they feel so ashamed before their children. Similarly, if you can have such a parental heart, then multiplication will surely take place. I have been working until now with this type of principles, regardless of night and day. If you do this, then God will be with you. May 16, 1969. Before going out on a witnessing campaign, the leader must clearly educate members all about witnessing. If you can go round in a full circle like this, then you will become someone who is capable of guiding others' lifestyle and educating them about witnessing. The leader of a witnessing mission must be so well prepared in his plans about witnessing that whenever someone comes and asks about it, he should be able to give a complete direction without any hesitation. A person in charge of education also should be well versed in the principle, so that whenever someone asks him about it, he should always be able to give a full answer. Section 2, Witnessing Part 3, 3. The key methods of witnessing. 1. Why witnessing efforts do not bear much fruit. You told me that witnessing activities of the church are not going smooth, right? Why should witnessing not go well? How could that be? How could this be true when you have such great truth? It's not going well because your old habits still have strong presence in you and you have failed to reform yourselves. 145-100 Unification Church members have been doing witnessing until now, and yet why is it not being so successful? It is because the fundamental principles are being violated. If you are not in accordance with the principles, then witnessing efforts will not be so successful. So, when did I tell you to witness to the ordinary people? I told you to witness to the Christians. When I tell you to go and see Christian ministers, you hesitate, saying, "Oh no. He is better than me, and I do not know the Bible so well." You do not have to be concerned about your knowledge in the Bible. The more this seems to be the case, the more you should be moving forward. Have you been doing that or not? Are you doing it this way or not? If you are, then you will have a breakthrough without fail. You can even move into that family as a maid, living and eating meals there, and when you enter the church you should think of it as your own house and bedroom. That house is your house. Abel, not Cain, should govern that house. So, did you go and look around? Is that a place that should be governed by Abel or Cain? It is exactly the opposite right now. It is not in accordance with the principle. Therefore, you must somehow claim it back, even though doing so may be difficult. If you can accomplish that, then everything will start to turn around at once. Do you understand? Once it is broken through, it will be turned around at once. 55-258 You must reflect on the reason why witnessing activities have not been so fruitful. It is not because of someone else's shortcomings, but the problem lies within you. If roses blossom beautifully on the roadside, all that walk past them will notice them. Isn't that right? Is that true or not? True. This is how it is with everything. If you can give out beautiful scent just like the blossoming roses on the road, then see what will unfold. Then, those ladies walking past you will put on a big smile and try to fetch you, saying, "Oh, how lovely you are." Moreover, a grandfather would think, "Oh no, it is standing there alone on the road. This is not so great. It would be terrible if some animals passing this way ruin it. I should fetch this and keep it safely in my bedroom." Similarly, you should become capable of giving blossom to this flower of heart. Do you understand? It is very much like how insects gather around a lantern light at dark night. 50-304 If witnessing does not bear much fruit, then whose responsibility is that? It is first of all the responsibility of the archangel. During the course of restoration and recreation, it is the responsibility of the church leader who stands in the position of the archangel. Do you understand? Do you or do you not understand? We understand. 50-325 What is the reason behind failures in witnessing activities? You will not succeed in witnessing if you ask, why is that person coming? What kind of heart should you possess? You should have the heart of father and mother. When a person comes, you should feel as if your son or daughter for whom you have been waiting for 5,000 or 10,000 years has returned. You should be so overwhelmed with joy that you cannot describe your heart with words. Because men are spiritual beings, they can sense it when you do not like them. When they can see from your attitude and actions that you are really glad to see them, then they can be inspired to join the church. If you sincerely inquire about their life story with the heart of a parent who is deeply moved to be together with a child who was lost for a long time, then they will be willing to frankly share all about themselves. For this reason, when people come and see me, even if I do not even open my mouth, they will on their own accord tell me everything. May 12, 1969. These days, we are witnessing out on the countryside, yet why is it that the efforts have not been so successful? This is because you are doing witnessing for your own life and benefit, and not for the sake of saving the lives of the other people. There is a fundamental difference in the perspective. While you should be in the position to give more like God, all you have done is just talk about yourself. Accordingly, all will break apart. You make the members work hard and you are trying to lead a comfortable lifestyle. This is like being a puppet of Satan. God will not be with you. You cannot be able. In order for me to come this far, I had to pave the way for 30 years. 76-336. You may wonder, the moment in the dispensation has dawned, yet why is witnessing not going smoothly? This is because of you. Right now, no matter where I go, I can be successful. It is no problem for me to do it. If I concentrate my spirit and enter that realm, then the environment will change immediately. So, this means that there is a huge gap. They all look the same, but there is a huge gap between them. You must be thinking about how to create that. Moreover, although you understand God's will right now, when can you hear the voice of God and when and where will you meet me spiritually? You must, with all your heart, long for this to take place. Then, everything will be taught to you. If you can be so preoccupied with that thought that you forget about sleeping, forget about eating, and even forget about your lover, then you will have a direct and complete communication. 94-157. Ladies and gentlemen, you must grow such an intense heart of yearning toward me that you cannot even eat your meals. See what happens when you can do this. You will have a direct communication. You will be able to see what I am doing in America. This is not a lie. Do you understand what I mean? The ladder of heart, the antenna of heart can let you communicate with me. Despite this, if you are full of your own thoughts, and although you carry out my directions, but hesitate about the directions from your superiors according to your own calculation, you must correct this type of mentality. Do you understand? Yes. 68-105. Why have the witnessing activities of the Unification Church not been so successful so far? Because we could not meet this fundamental principle. Even now, I cannot afford to take a nap during the day. It has already become a habit so that if I tried to have a nap then my heart would feel. No matter how tired I am, I cannot take a nap. When I think about all the sufferings of the members all around the world, it goes against my conscience to do so. When I see the rain, I start to think of you. When it snows, I also think about you. This is why I go out to the ocean on a boat. Then, my heart is at peace. You should realize that at that moment, I'm having a prayer. If I cannot go out, I try to voluntarily pursue some exhausting work. This is what is needed. As long as I am living this type of lifestyle, people will be willing to even face death for the sake of this teacher of the Unification Church. They will never bear any grievance against me. They will be grateful. Furthermore, they always consider me as a friend in the front line. They think of me as a friend in the front line, not a friend in the defense line. Members think of me as a commanding general in the front line. You came here as the leader of the state, yet how much do you love the state? How much do you love the land in the state? How much do you love the people of the state? This is the problem. 131-333. You say that witnessing is not going so well. The reason for the failure is lack of capability and faith. You should exert yourself to the full and repeat the activity twice, three times, four times, each time putting more effort than the previous time. Therefore, you should not become dispirited. Despair, those who despair are unworthy. Do you also have the confidence to influence a state when you go out witnessing there? You should have the confidence, I can take care of one state without any problem. A nation is no problem. Do you have such confidence? Yes. 77-22. The key to witnessing when you are doing witnessing in the countryside, you should decide in your mind, several months for some people, that person after 3 months, that person after 5 months, that person 1 year and a half, some after 3 years. In this way, you should decide upon the length of periods during which you can build some foundation with people. Say, after 1 month, or 2 months. Then, after having made plans for tens and hundreds of people, you should pray. Is that how all of you are doing it now? Are you gleaning the field? After the harvest in the fall, are you going to glean the field or till the land? We will till the land. If you are going to till the land, then you need a plan. Suppose that according to your plan some person is needed after a certain number of months. Then, if things do not unfold as you have planned, then you should pray through the nights that the failure is due to the lack of your devotion. You should pray and fast. Sanskritism is all about loving men, you have to love people. This is the fundamental principle, even if my own love is inadequate, because I am praying for the sake of others, God will listen to the prayers. But, have you ever done such prayer? Have you? You have all become hooligans and treacherous people who are the ruination of the Unification Church. You may complain, teacher returns to his homeland and does not even say one good word. Do you understand? Yes, there is nothing better than these words. I am sharing with you the life philosophy that I have developed through my life of faith up to now. Do you understand? Try and see whether or not things will not work out as you do as I say. If it does not work out, then I am a false one. You should not believe in me. Perhaps I am a cheater, how do you know? You should try that, and believe in me. When you meet a person walking on the road, if you do not feel so comfortable with him or her, then you should pray. When you visit a house, you should also pray for that family once you enter. You should praise them. Isn't that true? Witnessing to people and saving lives cannot be done so haphazardly. Therefore, whomever you meet, whether it is the leader of the town or some other person, you should try to analyze what type of person he is and then pray for that person. Witnessing is really interesting. Don't you think it is interesting? You should think about it. You should try to carry this out, and see if it is interesting or not, making plans in your mind, that person in 6 months, that person in 5 months. You should combine this kind of skills and conviction. And then, you should pray for that person day and night. When you see a person, then you can know right away. Now, after having listened to me, do you understand where you are at right now? You are hooligans, scamps. Do you understand? Is this true or false? True what? It is true? Yes, are you trying to really become true ones? You should shed tears because you are longing for men. You should think about this. Aren't you following me even after leaving your parents? Isn't this true? Don't you want to return to your hometown? Don't you want to meet your parents, brothers and sisters? Do you ever wonder, why do I have to do such work? Why do I have to leave my parents behind and wander in these lonely mountains and rivers? Why do I have to meet with these people that I have never seen and met? It is because of God. Because of God. God's situation is more miserable than that of your parents, brothers and sisters, and friends. Therefore, you should not yearn for them. Instead, you should treat the members that come to visit as your parents, brothers, and sisters, disturbed by the fact that they must leave right afterwards. This is how it should be. Is your heart worried and saddened that they may get up and leave soon, so that you try to give them something to eat? You should have the body of a servant and the heart of a parent. Then, when people come for a visit, and as they try to leave, they cannot get up. Do you understand? There is something mysterious there. You will experience it spiritually. It is very interesting. When you deal with the members with this foundation, and you pray before falling asleep, so and so will come tomorrow morning, he will surely come and visit you at the time that you have predicted. He will come for certain. Do you understand? Yes, I also had this Kamiyama go through that training. I told